Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein is straight ahead. It's 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Rosalind Jordan. President Bush is offering his personal condolences after yesterday's deadly bombings in Madrid. He's paid a visit to the Spanish embassy here in Washington, D.C. NBC's Donna Friesen is in the Spanish capital, where millions have turned out for memorial services and anti-terrorism rallies.
Amid the anger and grief, this Madrid train station stands empty. The carnage here forever seared into the collective memory of the country.
The Basque extremist group ETA now denies it had anything to do with these attacks. Homeland Security officials, meantime, have issued a bulletin advising transportation workers in this country to be extra careful in light of the Spanish bombings. They say, though, there's no specific threat. And the latest government report shows the U.S. trade deficit soared to nearly $542 billion last year, a record. The Bush administration says the best way to deal with this is to get other countries to open their markets to more American goods. Democrats, though, disagree. I'm Rosalind Jordan, NBC News Radio.
Luxury, value, and more. That's what you'll get with a Lincoln or Mercury certified pre-owned vehicle from your Lincoln Mercury dealer. Each certified pre-owned vehicle includes up to 141 points of inspection by certified technicians, 6-year, 75,000-mile limited warranty coverage, vehicle history report, and 24-hour roadside assistance, all backed by Lincoln Mercury. Remember, if it's not certified, it's just used. See your dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Don't miss the JCPenney Super Storewide Sale now through Monday. Take 50% off all pillows, accent rugs, and frames, 40% off all boys and girls screen tees, plus 25 to 50% off coordinates for her from Alfred Dunner, Sag Harbor, and more. And don't miss incredible buy one, get one for 50% off deals, like all regular price shoes for the whole family and a great selection of bras. Hurry in to the JCPenney Super Storewide Sale.
It's all inside.
JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Afternoon, mostly sunny, 61 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by BMW. More Republicans have announced that they're not going to run for the U.S. Senate seat that Ben Nighthorse Campbell is leaving. This morning, Congressman Tom Tancredo and Congressman Scott McInnes announced that they're not planning to run. Yesterday, Congressman Bob Beaupre and State Treasurer Mike Coffin said they weren't interested either. The only Republican so far who says he's interested is former Congressman Bob Schaefer. The undisputed frontrunner for the Democrats is Attorney General Ken Salazar, who announced his intent to run on Wednesday. As long as there are drunk drivers, law enforcement will be trying to keep them off the road. The efforts of officers are stepped up on weekends when people drink even more than usual, weekends such as this one. That's why starting tonight, the Heat is On campaign is back, as explained by Master Trooper Ron Watkins of the Colorado State Patrol.
We're going to have 700 police officers, sheriff deputies, state troopers across the state enforcing the DUI laws. There's going to be at least 50 police agencies and sheriff departments, including the State Patrol, involved in this enforcement. We're going to be out there looking for those ones that chose to drive while they're intoxicated.
Watkins says when law enforcement isn't chasing down drunk drivers, the police will wait for intoxicated motorists at some 50 checkpoints set up statewide. He adds that getting a DUI added to your resume could cost you up to $10,000. There's also the humiliation of being in handcuffs and posing for a mugshot. Denver weather great again today, as we hear from Scott Entrekin of the National Weather Service.
Got a little bit of cloud cover. It was just those should manage to make it up into the mid-60s, probably around 65, 66 degrees right over Denver.
The record high for this date looks safe, though. That was 74 degrees set in 1989. Entrekin says there's a chance of snow may be expected late tomorrow, but he says it'll probably be just flurries since it looks like that storm is weakening. Budget restrictions mean that students at Jefferson County Public Schools may lose some elective classes, plus teachers may be asked to take some unpaid days off. The Jeffco School Board is looking to trim $14 million from its $514 million budget. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche and Denver Nuggets both continue their road trips tonight. The Avs heading into Phoenix to play the Coyotes. Coyotes beat the Avs when they last played in November. Nuggets are farther north tonight in Milwaukee to play the Bucks. Nuggets topped the Bucks during their last get-together in November. The Mountain West Conference Basketball Championships continue today. The CU Buffs playing Texas Tech. back this afternoon. In preseason baseball action, the Colorado Rockies play the San Diego Padres this afternoon. Yesterday, the Rocks hammered the Chicago Cubs. Cut through snow and ice easier than ever. Visit your local BMW dealer and ask about their all-wheel drive 3 Series sedans and wagons, X5 and the new BMW X3. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 12:05.
Does your accounting firm really know you, your business, and your goals? At Earhart Keefe, Steiner & Huttman, we spend time with you to learn about your business and your goals. As Denver's largest locally owned accounting firm, EKS&H has been serving companies for over 25 years. The roots of the success of EKS&H are built on a corporate culture where service is our priority. If you're looking for an accounting firm that is progressive and will really spend time with you, there's only one name that should come to mind, EKS&H. At Earhart, Keith, Steiner, and Hotman, we'll support you with integrity to help your business flourish. Call us at 303-740-9400. That's 303-740-9400. Or visit us on the web at EKSH.com. EKS&H, Certified Public Accountants and Advisors. Trust that is earned.
KNRC News Time is 12:06. Time to check with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is a service of JCPenney, and really looking pretty good around the metro area right now. Southbound 225, making your way to I-25 just a tad slow. We do have an injury accident working at 23rd and Federal, so be aware of that. But other than that, you're looking at a pretty nice drive. Don't miss the JCPenney Superstore-wide sale now through Monday only. Save 20 to 50% store-wide on the best spring fashions for your family and your home. It's all inside JCPenney. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear Ina Goldstein next on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Lots of sunshine out there, just a few clouds, 67. Tonight, clear, down to 35. Tomorrow, keeping the sunshine around, 56. Sunday, though, clouds roll in, occasional morning flurries, and 51. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
Mostly sunny, 61 degrees. KNRC News Time is 12:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:07, 7 minutes after 12 o'clock. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 3 o'clock, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. We do a show once a month from the Denver Press Club, and there's always a theme and a theme. This month is St. Patrick's Day. The parade is tomorrow. St. Patrick's Day isn't officially until, what, Wednesday, I guess? We're going to be in the parade, and joining me are two members of the Ancient Order of Hibernians, and I want to find out what actually is a Hibernian, in case I ever encounter one and I don't know it. Joining me are Tom Quinn and Mark Stutz. Tom is an attorney. I have this all backwards. Tom is an attorney in his real life. Well, what laughingly refers to itself as his real life. And Mark is a spokesperson for XL Energy. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Now tell me, Tom, since you have a particular interest in the St. Patrick's Day Parade, tell me what it is.
Right. Well, let me point out first off that there are actually two separate organizations. The Denver St. Patrick's Day Parade Committee has been putting on the parade here in Denver since 1963. And the Ancient Order of Hibernians is a completely separate organization that's existed in Colorado since 1879. It's a Catholic men's fraternal organization.
So do you have to be Irish? What does it mean to be a Hibernian exactly?
Well,
is it the old term for being Irish?
Well, Hibernia is actually the Latin word for cold. The Romans took a look at Ireland and said it looks like a cold place and named it Hibernia. So that's really where the name came from.
So that's something to do with hibernating?
It sounds like it does.
Yeah.
Right. And actually the Ancient Order of Hibernians is an organization of Catholic men. Has its roots in 16th century Ireland in protection of the Catholic Church from persecution. However, in modern times, it was rechartered in the United States in 1836, and the, like I said, the parade committee is a separate organization. You don't have to be Irish or Catholic to join the St. Patrick's Day Parade Committee in Denver.
Well,
I invite everyone.
Well, for the day, I guess I'll be Enid Old Goldstein. And tomorrow, all of us, all the talent from KNRC and a number of station personnel are going to be at the parade. And Jimmy Lakey, Doug Kellett, and I are all going to be riding around in our individual convertibles. And I'm hoping to score a tiara for the occasion because I think you should never be in a parade without wearing a tiara of some sort.
It has to be emerald green then.
Does it have to be? All right. But I want to know about the parade because I don't think I have been to the St. Patrick's Day parade here. What can we expect tomorrow?
Well, you can expect a lot of family-oriented fun. We've been putting on a great parade here since 1963. And parade steps off at 10 a.m. Our Grand Marshal is going to be Denver Mayor Hickenlooper, and our honorary Grand Marshal will be Ed McCaffrey of the Denver Broncos, who's, of course, retiring this year. And Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell is also going to be in the parade.
And he's retiring, too. Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be a great opportunity to come out.
Apparently due to acid reflux.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And, okay, and so how long will the parade last, you think?
The parade takes about 4 hours from beginning to end. If you started off all the way at the back of the parade, you were the last entry, it would take you about 4 hours to get past the reviewing stand. So it's a very long parade, but it's a lot of fun. It's fun for the whole family. We really have a variety of different things. We have 12 dog units that participate.
I'm dying. 4 hours? It's going to be freezing out there, isn't it, tomorrow?
Oh, no, actually, it's going to be warm. It's supposed to be in the 50s.
What kind of exhibit? What kind of floats? What kind of people in the... What do you have in the...
Oh, we have a lot of great floats. We have the Parrot Heads, and they have a great float that's...
Who are the Parrot Heads?
It's always... They're the fans of Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, okay.
They always have a great entry in the parade. Like I said, we're going to have 12 dog units, 7 bagpipe bands, 9 Irish dance troops.
12 dog units. Is anybody...
Yes.
Is there a pooper scooper brigade?
There is a pooper scooper, and there has to be one, especially because this year the Denver or Greeley Stamp Pete is bringing 20 longhorn cattle with them, marching down Blake Street.
What are the cattle going to do? Are they going to be painted green? Why are the cattle in the St. Patrick's Day parade?
It's fun. We have a very fun, very inclusive parade.
Yeah, you're including even the cattle.
Yes.
Maybe
the cowboys. We're really celebrating the cowboys.
The cowboys. And are they on the cattle?
I don't think they're riding the cattle.
Are there horses?
Yes, they're riding horses. There are a number of horse entries in the parade also. And by the way, I forgot to mention the theme of our parade is Blarney on Blake Street. So,
Blarney, all right, now what form does Blarney on Blake Street take?
Well, Blarney on Blake Street takes the form of fun. Just Blarney is basically miscellaneous fun. I mean, it all comes from the Blarney Stone in Ireland, but the Irish are famous for spinning their tails and
yes, and they're some Blarney. Of the best practitioners of the English language.
They can be, yes.
Yes. All right, so this is... All right, give me some more of a hint tomorrow. So 4 hours already, I'm thinking I might have to call in sick. Yes, 4 hours tomorrow. Who can wait for 4 hours?
Well, I think if we have a little practice, you don't have too much trouble.
I'm doing the Queen Elizabeth thing. Do you have any advice for me?
Well, it kind of depends on where you are in the parade. You know, it's 4 hours if you get there at the start and at the last unit, but really probably going through is probably around... For your purpose, it's probably about 45 minutes.
We're one of the last entries.
Yeah,
I think.
Well, then you'll be there for a while until you get started. It's the getting started part.
If you're in the beginning, then you'll be done in 45 minutes. It's that everybody's so slow and they stop and then they... Do they have any baton twirlers?
Yes, there will be baton twirlers.
Or give me
there
a flavor.
There will be two high school marching bands.
There will?
Yes.
See, now I'm thinking that would be really a good job for President Bush. He could be a baton twirler, he could be a pornographer, anything but president as far as I'm concerned. But you don't have to comment about that. All right, so here's what we can expect. We expect animals. We have cattle coming. We have horses. What else?
We have 7 bagpipe bands.
7?
7.
How many people in each bagpipe band?
It just depends. Anywhere between 15 and 50, probably.
So we have a lot of bagpipers. Okay.
Yes.
And what? All right. What else are we going to see?
We have 9 Irish dance troops that will participate, including our newest Irish dance group in Denver, which is the Martin Percival School of Irish Dance. Now, Martin was a dancer with the River Dance and Lord of the Dance troops. And he just recently opened his school here in Denver, and they're going to be one of the leading Irish dance groups in the parade.
And that's been a real craze, hasn't it, Irish dancing, after Riverdance popularized Irish dancing, right?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Okay.
It's been popular in Denver for a long time, though.
Even before?
Certainly more national appeal with Wick School of Wick and others, you know, some of the other schools in town. So it's been very popular here in Denver for a long time.
So for people who aren't familiar with Irish dancing, and there are probably very few who are not, how would you describe it?
Irish dancing is lively, energetic.
Step dancing,
step
kind
dancing.
Of?
Yes, there are a number of intricate dances. There are soft shoe dances, and then there are hard shoe dances, which most people are familiar with from river dance, where you actually hear the sound of the shoes hitting the floor. So it's
all right. So we have step dance. We have Irish dancers. We have bagpipers. We have cattle that are not bagpipers, and we have horses. We have dogs. Or we have ponies. Do we have dogs? This is a dog and pony show.
Well, we have 12 different dog units. We have the Irish setters. We have the Irish wolfhounds, terriers, all kinds of different dog groups. So it's great fun.
And different organizations are also will have floats or groups marching in the parade too.
Well, who's going to be there for media besides us? Do you have any other radio stations or television
stations? There are several other media entries, I believe. I would have
anybody
to look
from the
program,
poop from the
sure.
newspapers.
I'm not sure.
They'll be there to cover it, certainly.
They'll be there to cover it, yes.
And you're going to need the newspapers to cover up from the animal. Never mind. Yes, okay.
Yes, there is somebody who's responsible for cleaning up. So.
Having marched in the parade for several years, I know they do a very good job of cleaning up after the animal acts. So.
Oh, my gosh. That's not good. All right. And then what else besides what you've described so far?
Well, we have a number of great floats in the parade. I mentioned the parrot heads. And we have a number of other organizations also have floats that are entered in the parade. We have marching units, the Irish Fellowship Club, all the Irish dance schools, which I already mentioned, the Ancient Order of Hibernians.
Bands,
oh yes.
We have a lot of bands from high schools and stuff?
Well, we have two high school marching bands that are participating. The Mullen High School Band and one other one, and I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head.
Any other musicians like Irish? Oh, you did mention other Irish.
Oh, yeah, some
Irish
of the floats will actually have bands playing on them.
Ooh.
That's one of the great features of the parade is the music. As you're going along, there are floats with bands playing on them. And
how long have we been treated to a St. Patrick's Day parade? Since you're an historian, if you're just tuning in, let me tell you what we're doing today. We are live from the Denver Press Club. We do these shows once a month, and there's always a theme. And the theme this month is St. Patrick's Day. The parade is tomorrow, and the parade starts promptly at what time?
10 o'clock.
All right. Now, if people want, I think this is probably a wonderful thing to do to bring your kids to, and it's not just for kids. If you're an adult, you don't have kids. Will you find this as interesting as somebody who wants to bring kids?
Oh, yeah, certainly. There's something for everybody in this parade.
And what time should you get here?
To get a good seat, it's probably a good idea to get down here around 8.
Around 8?
Yes.
Yeah, there's plenty of seating along the parade route, and we encourage, the committee certainly encourages you to bring, if you have chairs or whatever, and pick out a good spot along the parade route. But, yeah, sometimes it's the earlier the better because the streets do start closing down in certain areas as they get ready for the parade, so it's a good idea to get in a little bit earlier if you
can. My guests in this segment are members of the Ancient Order of Hibernians, Tom Quinn, who is an attorney and an historian of the parade, and Mark Stutz, who's a spokesman in his other life, in his day job for XL Energy, and they have both. Yeah, are you also involved, Mark, with the parade as much as Tom has been?
Tom is really the historian also of the St. Patrick's Day Parade Committee, so that's one of the reasons we have him with us today.
All right, now how many years has this been going on?
Well, the parade in the modern era started in 1962 with an informal march around the block. Basically, it was a bunch of friends sitting around Duffy's Shamrock Tavern or Sullivan's Bar, they decided to have a parade. So they marched around the block and decided next year we'll do this the right way. So the first official parade of the modern era was in 1963. Right.
Okay.
Go back a little
I'll go back a little bit further than that. There was actually a parade that began in 1888 that was organized by the Ancient Order of Hibernians. And that continued up until around the start of World War I when it slowly began to die out. So there really was no parade in Denver from around 1920 until 1963.
So yes. For 40 years or so, we were lacking a St. Patrick's Day parade. But fortunately, that has been remedied. Where should we go to get a seat? What is a parade route?
Well, the parade route follows Blake Street. It actually starts at Blake and 27th and proceeds down Blake Street all the way to 17th Street, where it takes a right turn and then another right turn at Wine Coop, where it winds up. Anywhere along Blake Street is going to be great. The main thing is to get there early so you get a good seat.
And try to get on the sun side if you can of the street.
If it's going
to
be cool, get on the sun side of the street.
Get the sunny side
and
of the street.
And dress for the weather, because if you're in the shadows, it's going to be cold.
What should I dress? How should I dress? Because this
is
my first parade, and it's going to be 4 hours, it sounds like, because we're in the last part of it.
Depending on how slow it moves, between 3 and 4 hours. Sometimes it moves faster.
We're just sitting there. Should I bring something to read?
No, you'll have these great. You'll have a great St. Patrick's Day program to read.
All right.
And
what should I wear to this thing?
Well, what you have on now with the coat would be great. You're decked out in green today with the green boots, so that would be fine.
My
but there's a lot of things to do besides the parade. I mean, it's fun to watch. You're always going to run into somebody you know at the parade. I mean, you can spend the first hour and a half just catching up with old friends that are in other portions of the parade. So there's a lot of socializing and mingling going on.
It's really been a good turnout in the past.
Oh yeah, so 150,000 plus spectators the last few.
Come down tomorrow. You'll have a lot of fun, and I'll get to meet a lot of you. And if you have children, especially, it'll be a wonderful event for children. Thank you so much for joining us, both of you. I've really enjoyed it. Tom Quinn, Mark Stutz, talking about the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Thank you. I'm Enid Goldstein. You are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club.
Flush Rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
McDonald Automotive Group has nearly 4 million in pre-owned imports starting from $39.95. Your pre-owned import store, McDonald Auto, is located on Broadway, one block south of Orchard in Littleton.
When a photo from an ordinary printer gets wet, it might sound like this.
Oh, baby, I like the way you move.
Faded.
Oh, baby,
watered down.
I like the way you groove.
And washed up. But use an Epson All-in-One, and you'll get something entirely different.
What's he talking about?
I'm talking about this.
Oh, baby, baby, I like the way you move.
You see, with Epson's exclusive DuraBride inks, you'll get pictures that resist damage from water. So even when wet, they're a hard act to follow.
I could have done that.
Right. For more information about brilliance that lasts, visit Epson.com.
See the Epson Stylus CX 5400 and 6400 all-in-ones with our exclusive water-resistant DuraBrite ink starting at $129 after a $20 mail-in rebate at CompUSA.
Affordable Interest Mortgage in Denver says, if you're healthy, share your strength. Please donate blood. This message from Affordable Interest Mortgage in Denver, a member of the Colorado Association of Mortgage Brokers and a Silver Award winner with the Better Business Bureau. They're your licensed residential and commercial mortgage brokers, providing our community with quality service and integrity and specializing in a wide variety of loans. They're experts in customizing loans to fit your needs. Call 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500 for Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you.
Tickets are on sale now for the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series, featuring the dynamic lineup of retired General Tommy Franks on Tuesday, March 30th, and Steve Forbes on Monday, May 17th. Tickets are still available for these compelling speakers. For information on the remaining ticket packages, go to www.denverlectureseries.com and expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series, a program of junior achievement and sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC. It's an epidemic of massive proportions.
And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
People sitting through mind-numbing classic rock songs that they've heard for the 4 millionth time in order to get crucial information that they need.
I'm a honky-tonk woman.
There is help out there in the radio wasteland. AM 1150 KNRC. With the most entertaining talk in Denver. News at the top and 35 past each hour and traffic reports throughout the day. It's not too late. Help is on your radio.
I'm a free bird. Yeah.
Hear both sides. AM 1150, KNRC.
I'm Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are higher at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 93 points. The NASDAQ is up 31. Little change in consumer confidence over the past month, despite the continuing concerns over jobs. The University of Michigan's mid-March reading is slightly better than analysts' expectations. Martha Stewart close to an agreement that reportedly would allow her to continue playing a role at her company, Living Omnimedia. That's according to sources close to those talks, who said it would be a creative position, not an office or director. The SEC has filed a $5 million lawsuit against two former financial officers of Conseco. The commission alleges the pair inflated the company's earnings in 1999, misleading both investors and the government. Meanwhile, executives of Halliburton are reassuring analysts and investors that they do not expect more bad news related to the firm's work in Iraq, saying in a conference call they do not think that they will pay any fines for possibly overcharging for services. Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio.
I'm David Collins, owner of Scout Productions, the small business behind Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
And I'd like to take a moment to thank both of the networks that gave us our start. Our friends at Television, who supported us so well. And, of course, Open, the small business network from American Express, who gave us a line of credit with no collateral required.
The Open Network gives you the tools to make big things happen. When you have an American Express business card, to apply, call 1-800-605-OPEN.
Application subject to credit review. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
This is your 30-second Vanguard insight on what makes one IRA different from another. With retirement lasting 20 to 30 years, the IRA with lower fees and expenses may leave you with more to retire on. It's one simple way to help make sure your IRA nest egg gives you the comfort of a nest without the worry of the egg. Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information and read it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
The KNRC talk version of American Idol is Saturday nights at 8 p.m.
Miss Cinda Pendant. Miss Keep Your Distance.
Oh, that's awful. No, there is no singing involved, but we will be offering new talk show hosts for your review. More live and local talk than any other Denver talk radio station. AM 1150, KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150, KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. And that wonderful music you are hearing comes to us courtesy of a group called Last Night's Fun. And playing the flute is Dave Magoya, our old friend, who in his day job is actually an investigative reporter for the Denver Post. Joining him, Nancy Fithian on a percussion instrument called the Bo-Ran, and Kevin Romery, who's playing the bouzouki, an instrument that you would typically associate with Greek music, at least I do. And they play at various venues around the town, and we'll be talking to them. And here he is, Dave Magoya. That was lovely. Thank you so much. That was just delightful.
That's my other life.
I didn't realize that you were so skilled. But I should know that.
Thanks. I don't know about skilled, but it's
another
life.
The name of your group is Last Night's Fun.
Last Night's Fun.
And you play typically where?
We play every Sunday evening at what's called a session, informal gathering of musicians down at the Fado Irish Pub right across from Coors Field.
And so what's the exact address?
20th and Blake.
20th and Blake.
Right,
and
a couple of doors down from the Chop House.
Every Friday night?
Sunday night.
I'm sorry, Sunday night. At what time?
6:30, and we go till 10:30, 11 o'clock, and anybody's available to play, and it's an open door policy. Your musicians sit down and play.
So it's the three of you.
There's five of us in the group.
Only three today of an abbreviated
only
version.
Only three today. Yeah, we have a fiddle player and his wife who plays harp and guitar, and we sing and we do.
I could harp too. I harp all the time. 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. Nancy, what do you call? Talk about a Bo-Ran. I have never heard. That's a percussion instrument?
Yes. The Bo-Ran is a frame drum with a hardwood frame and a goat skin. And although there are frame drums all around the world, the way that the Irish drum, the Bo-Ran, is played is unique to Ireland. It's played perpendicular to the body, and then it's played with a double-ended stick called a tipper.
Give us a little flavor of it by itself.
Okay. Well, let's see here.
What do you do? Do you have a day job, Nancy? Do you have a day job?
A day job. I actually have two jobs. I work at a company that does executive outplacement during the day, and then I'm also a cashier at a craft store at night. So.
How did you learn to do this?
I'm self-taught. I've played about 8 years. So
that is wonderful. And Kevin, talk to me about the bouzouki. I think of it as an instrument using Greek music rather than an Irish music, but am I incorrect about that? Is it a traditional Irish instrument?
Actually, the Irish borrowed it from the Greek. Back in the late 50s, early 60s, the traditional Irish music was starting to die out, and they started reviving it, and they started doing a lot of improvisation.
So just recently, then?
The last 30 years.
Okay. Give us a little bit of bouzouki sound.
Yeah.
in your day job? Kevin Rummery?
I work for the AmeriCorps National Civilian Community Corps out at Lowry Air Force Base. It's a young adult service program that covers the central 17 states in this country.
And you, Dave McGoy, we know are an investigative reporter for the Denver Post. At what point did you pick up the flute, and what kind of a flute is that?
Well, they call it the Irish flute. It's actually a euphemism for generic flute. This particular flute I'm playing today was made in about 1823. The Irish got
Where did you find such an old...
Well, for a time there, I was doing my own restoration work and dealing and collecting. And so I've dealt with a number of museums and auction houses around the world, Sotheby's, Christie's. And I found this little baby in a little shop in England, southern England, and nobody wanted to do anything with it, and I bought it. And these are the flutes that came before the modern flute that we're all used to, the silver one. They have all the keys. These are actually made of wood. This one's made out of coccus wood. And this was made by a company in London at the time named Clementi & Company. And it's a design that was used by probably the foremost flute player of the day, Charles Nicholson. It has very large finger holes in it. And it allows you to do different things in the Irish style, which are the ornaments. Those are those fancy little gurgly sounds you hear me doing on the flute while I'm playing.
Let's hear a little bit of it. And was this a flute that was custom made?
Well, this one, no, not for me.
For the original owner of it?
It might have been. It's a little hard to tell from this one. It looks that way to your eye, but Clementi flutes, many of them look just like this one. And they just have a deeper, creamier sound than most of the flutes today. But there's a big wave of makers today that are trying to replicate and improve on these old flutes and bring them back. So we're lucky enough in the United States to have a couple of the world's finest makers, which I consider friends. They're good fellows, and they do really good work.
Let's hear a little bit of the Irish flute.
Well, we can play a set for you if you like.
Let's do that. All right, so here you're going to listen to a little bit of last night's fun, and it's what you heard as we were piping in from the break.
We'll do some reels for you. They're a little quicker paced.
And explain to the audience what reels are.
Reels are, well, it's all dance music. Jigs are that very simple sounding tune, very much like Gary Owen that most people are used to hearing. Reels are a little bit quicker. They're in a 2-4 time rhythm for those musicians out there. And it's generally it's like a two-handed, four-person dance that'll go fairly quick. So some of it is meant to be played for dancers, which is a little slower, and others are meant to be played, as we're going to do now, for listening. It's a little quicker and a little more fancy stuff going on, so we'll do that.
All right. So what you're listening to is Dave McGoya and his friends. The group is called Last Night's Fun. Wow, terrific, really. How did you get interested in playing the flute? Have you done this all your life?
Well, I started playing the fife in a fife and drum corps on the East Coast when I was four. I was 4 years old, and I stuck with that for many years. I competed. I won 13 national championships, solo fife. And it was probably around 1990, after listening to the Irish flute music for a while, and very similar music, just the ornamentation's different. And I said, I think I could really do that. So as an adult, I went out and I bought a flute and I started playing.
Did you have lessons?
I didn't, no.
And when you came to Denver, and you've been in Denver how long now?
4.5 years.
4.5 years, you made it a point to find other people. How did you recruit them?
Did you start the band yourself? I looked for the music before I found the newspaper, frankly. No, actually, this was a formed group already. Kevin and Nancy, our fiddle player, Tim Murphy, and his wife, Patty, were already playing at a session down at Fideau. And I had heard about it, and I just started showing up and learning their music and their tunes. And their normal flute player, a fellow who still sits in with the group, Steve Kick, decided that he was a little too busy. He's a doctor.
Uh-huh.
And they asked me to sit in with the group, and I've been with them now about 2.5 years.
So you're largely self-taught.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think this is just wonderful. I think it's wonderful that you are doing this. And you're going to be at the Press Club, is that right, next week?
We're going to be there on St. Patrick's Day.
Right? Is that open to the public or not open to the public?
I don't know how that party is.
About that. All right.
Well, somehow I think if an Irishman shows up that night, they won't be turning him away.
Now, McGoya is not exactly an Irish name.
It's not. It's actually from north central Spain. My father is from Santander, Spain, and they called him a Montañés, the mountain men.
Uh-huh.
My mom is from Galicia, which is... the Celtic region of Spain, northwest. And my father's mother is actually from County Mayo. Her last name was McNamara. So my grandmother is Irish, full bred. And that's where it comes from, I guess. So between the Spanish Celtic and the Irish Celtic, so I got it from all ends.
It's a rich life you all lead, and we are the happy beneficiaries of it. If you will pipe us out.
Thanks.
I'm Ina Goldstein coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. This is the St. Patrick's Day edition of Enid Live, and you're going to hear the music. Last Night's Fun, Dave McGuire and his group. More as we continue. Is the time. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. The newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 63 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Haviland High Mileage Protection Motor Oil. Congressman Tom Tancredo and Congressman Scott McInnes have both decided against running for the U.S. Senate. That leaves former Congressman Bob Schaefer as the only Republican so far to announce an intent to seek the seat being vacated by Ben Nighthorse Campbell. The family of a man who died after Glendale police used a taser on him last September planned to sue the police department. The Colorado chapter of the ACLU are planning to join that case. The coroner said that the taser was not responsible for the death of Glenn Richard Leyba, saying that the death was most likely due to a drug-induced heart attack. The Colorado State Patrol is rolling out the Heat Is On campaign again this weekend. There will be about 50 checkpoints set up around the state to catch intoxicated drivers. Haviland High Mileage Protection Motor Oil is specially formulated to clean and protect engines driven over 75,000 miles. Add more life to your car with Haviland High Mileage Protection Motor Oil. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 12:38.
Hear more live weekend talk than any Denver radio station. Listen for Ben Ferguson live Sunday nights at 6 p.m. exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Warm up your winter with a roof-raising celebration of the music and times of electrifying jazz legend Alberta Hunter. Told in the Key of Blues, the new Denver Civic Theater at 721 Santa Fe Drive presents a loving tribute to an icon of the blues, legendary songstress Alberta Hunter, whose international career spans a century. According to the Denver Post, these two actresses are as good as anyone doing anything on Broadway. Cookery is a bio-musical that has a life story worth retelling. Great seats are still available. Call today, 303-309-3773. Cookin' at the Cookery, set in 1977, is written, directed, and choreographed by Mary and Jay Caffey. It stars Tony nominee Ernestine Jackson and Janice Lorraine, who impersonates Hunter with sass, energy, and musical savvy, said Donald Lyons of the New York Post. Now through March 28th, March Madness ticket prices reduced. All tickets now just $32.50. On sale at Tickets West Outlets King Supers by calling 866-464-2626 or call the theater at 303-309-3773.
KNRC News Time is 12:40. Time to go to Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Vista Ridge, and really a pretty nice drive out there. We do have some metal in the road. Northbound I-25 at Arapahoe, watch for some slowdowns. Southbound 225 to I-25 is a little bit slow. Of course, we have people heading on down to the Pepsi Center for the Mountain West Conference basketball tournament. Watch for a lot of heavy foot traffic in and around there today. At Vista Ridge, great golf and spectacular mountain views are just the beginning. They now offer homes priced from the mid-100s to more than a million on the web at VistaRidge.net. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear the Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly weekday mornings at 10 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Sunshine through the remainder of the afternoon and mild temperatures with a high right around 66. Expect a nice night tonight as well, mainly clear, with a low near 40. It is going to cloud up tomorrow, turn windy, with highs in the mid-50s, low 50s on Sunday. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Mostly sunny, 63 degrees. KNRC News Time is 12:41. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
For centuries, man has sought to beautify his homeland and protect it from unwelcome invaders. It took the Chinese over 1,600 years to construct the Great Wall, which established property boundaries, embellished the landscape, and protected its residents. But within a few weeks, Elkar Fence can expertly install one of over 50 styles of fence. For over 55 years, Colorado residents have turned to Elkar Fence to enhance the privacy and beauty of their property. We can also design a custom fence to fit your specific needs. Now is the perfect time to secure your home for spring and summer. Top-notch products, dependable service, and competitive prices have made Elkar the largest builder of quality fences in the Rocky Mountain region. Elkar is also one of the largest commercial fence builders in the area. Call Elkar today at 755-5211 for a free quote on your own attractive Great Wall. That's Elkar Fence, 755-5211.
With the resources of NBC, CNN, News 4, and AP, along with local reporters on the ground.
I need it. It's there.
Stay in touch with what's happening in Denver and the Front Range with Dick Kelsey Mornings and Tim McLaughlin Afternoons, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:42 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and this is what we do once a month. We do a live show from the Denver Press Club, and today is the day, and the theme for this show is St. Patrick's Day, which is, of course, on Wednesday. Tomorrow is the parade. I urge you to attend. I think you'll be joined by about 150,000 others if the numbers hold up from last year. And we are all going to be in a St. Patrick's Day parade, and I'm trying to score a tiara because I don't think you should be in a parade without having a tiara on your head. We have many guests lined up for today's broadcast. And joining us now, City Auditor Dennis Gallagher and Ned Burke. I guess welcome both. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us, Tina. Yeah.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And Dennis, of course, was a classics professor. He was a city council member. He is now Denver city auditor. Mm-hmm. And Ned, you worked for the city of Denver as an economic development person?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you were both members of the?
The James Joyce Reading Society.
Which is?
excuse me, back in 1982 on James Joyce's 100th birthday, a group of us met in the back of Sullivan's Tavern, which used to be on Court Place next to Walter Jarasch's current law office and is now a parking lot across the street from the Wellington Webb building. So we met in the back room of Sullivan's Tavern.
How many of there were you?
I think there were about 20 of us.
Mm-hmm. Great fans of James Joyce?
Yes, all great fans.
Great fans of James Joyce to celebrate his 100th birthday. And at that gathering...
And when was this? How long ago?
That was in 1982. February 2nd, Groundhog's Day, is
That's
James Joyce's
birthday.
Groundhog, so it keeps repeating itself, yes.
So,
as does yeah, his work.
Right, it keeps repeating. So on his 100th birthday, we decided to form what's now known as the Denver James Joyce Reading Society. And it so happens that this year, 2004,
yes,
is the 100th anniversary of the day that Leopold Bloom wandered through the streets of Dublin to to celebrate what James Joyce's idea of Dublin was at the time. And that day since then is known as Bloom's Day. So June 16th, 2004 is the 100th anniversary of Bloom's Day, which is the day that the book Ulysses takes place. It begins at 8 in the morning on June 16th and finishes at 2 in the morning.
Here?
The day itself in the book. That's how.
In the day, but what is the James Joyce Reading Society?
To commemorate that day, then we will have a series of readings from several chapters of Ulysses, and we're going to do this on the 12th of June, the Saturday before Bloom's Day, so that we can attract as many of the fine citizens of Denver to come and attend. And
will they read
James
also,
Joyce.
Or who's going to read? Do we know?
We'll set it up where certain groups of people will be reading. For instance, the first chapter we read will be right here at the Press Club, and the Press Club will round up reporters to read that chapter. Because the noon chapter in the book takes place in the newsroom in Dublin. And so, apropos of that, then we'll have it here at the Press Club with reporters reading.
And how long will this go on for? Is this going to be a marathon session where it goes from place to place?
We're going to go from place to place every 2 hours, starting at noon to five places. We'll start here at the Press Club at noon for the reporters. Then at 2 o'clock, we'll be at the Tattered Cover. And the booksellers around town, the Tattered Cover people, and then we'll gather up readers for that.
Okay, now, Dennis, why a James Joyce Reading Society?
Well, the literati of Denver all are very appreciative of James Joyce, and it's very important to give them an outlet. Now, we're not going to have to add a new convention center onto the current convention center just for this
meeting. How
many
literati would you say there are in Denver?
Oh, there's more hiding out there than you know.
I'm delighted to hear this.
And the Joyce Society meets every month, the first Tuesday of every month, in different homes. They attract about 30 to 40 people who actually sit around and read different chapters of the various texts. They're actually reading Ulysses right now in preparation for the June event.
And they read it and they discuss it?
They discuss it. And then here's what happened in the book. Joyce wanted these books to be read out loud and to be enjoyed. These are not quiet tomes that should be taken home to your study and close the door and lock it away and then read it quietly to yourself. No, these are vigorous, oral, the oral tradition at its best.
Let me ask you, because I have never been the great James Joyce aficionado that both of you clearly are.
Old Latin motto, de gustibus non disputandum,
yes, exactly,
certainly applies.
Right.
We can't let taste interfere with our friendship.
No, we can't. But let me talk to us, try to make some converts here. Talk to us about the great joys of reading James Joyce. I happen to have liked Portrait of an Artist, but I never was as fond of Ulysses as many of the literati would have been, or the intelligentsia, or both the literati
the
and the intelligentsia.
Story. Let's just start off with the short stories. I'd recommend for people who want to start reading Joyce, I'd go to your local bookstore and get a copy of Dubliners. And The Dubliners are a series of short stories that all have to do with different aspects of people's lives, loneliness and lost love, and it's very universal and very, very special. The way he crafts his words, the way he draws his characters, and then each character in his stories has an enlightenment, and he calls it an epiphany. And these characters have epiphanies, as they do throughout all of his works. And it reflects our humanity. It's a wonderful insight to our humanity. And the way he has drawn Ulysses is to tie it to the premier model for all of Western civilization for centuries, and that was the Iliad and the Odyssey, the Greek classics. Now, of course, we're losing this because our culture, what are we interested in? We're interested
Janet
in quick
Jackson's,
fistas and
Janet Jackson's,
you know,
boob at the halftime.
Whatever. And isn't that a folly, too, that we're all so upset about that? But anyway.
I think it's a folly in the sense that everyone, that the FCC is so consumed with that particular obscenity and the greater obscenity, which to me, a war that I don't think we need to be fighting in Iraq.
Well,
is the greater obscenity, but nobody seems to want to make that comparison.
And at the very same game, which I watched that Sunday, there were several ads for Viagra for young people to watch, young kids to watch. You tell me about our culture and how crazy we are. I think it's absolutely. I think we're.
I
but
think
anyway,
it's not an accident about the
Joyce.
Viagra, because we use sex to sell everything, and so people are so pooped out by
being panicked
too sexually that they can't perform without a pill.
Marcia,
and you can't buy sex legally except in for a few counties.
Marcia McLuhan, the famous media consultant of years ago. Came to Regis several times. I was so honored to meet with him and chat with him. He reminds us that we use guilt now to sell everything to the point that everything has to be packaged. If you go and buy a bag of toothpaste at the Safeway, you have to have it in a package because it's so. I mean, this is the extent to which this is going. But let's get back to James Joyce.
The magic of James Joyce for those of us who have not developed the James Joyce taste. I would start off
by reading out loud. Start with the short stories. Read them out loud. Look for the insights. Look for the parallels. Look for the parallels in your own life. Look for the parallels in other people's lives. The insights.
Are you saying, if I were to pin you down here, are you saying that the magic for you of James Joyce, the virtue, is the use of the language and the special insights that he presents?
That's
a certain
right.
wisdom,
exactly.
A certain grasp of the human condition that you don't find rendered by other authors?
Exactly.
Is that what you're
and
saying?
That's what I'm saying. And as Hamlet said to the players, art holds up to nature as it were a mirror. Joyce's works mirror our own lives, and they mirror the reality of human beings trying to live on this planet. And it's an absolute wonderful sculpture. It's Michelangelo in words.
Well, very eloquently put. My guests are Dennis Gallagher, the Denver City Auditor, of course, and Ned Burke of the James Joyce Reading Society. Any thoughts you want to leave us with on James Joyce and an event that the James Joyce Reading Society, besides the great reading that's coming up in June?
And Ulysses, two things about Ulysses that a lot of people miss are the musicality of it and the humor that James Joyce brought to that. James Joyce was a comedian, and he had been a singer before he turned to be a writer. And if you read Ulysses or any of his works, the words flow just like music. And that's the thing to pay attention to when you read it.
I have an English friend who once told me that if I read Proust, my life would be transformed. Would you say the same about reading Ulysses, reading James Joyce?
I would say this, that your life will be transformed not in a sense of a conversion or anything like that, but in a sense of having an enlightenment and a reflection and a meditation on the glory of this life that life is all about. That's what kind of a change would happen if you really study and reflect on Joyce.
Dennis Gallagher, Ned Burke, thank you so much for joining us today, the Press Club.
Thank you very much.
I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club.
Libs lover.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignoramus.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Get your free AM 1150 KNRC coffee mug by going to our website, KNICRadio.com. KNICRadio.com. And then unlimited free refills at Sugar Beet Cafe with your mug. Just another way to say thanks for listening to AM 1150 KNIC.
Now use your Verizon Wireless to download Alejandro Sanz pictures and ringtones from his latest album, No Es Lo Mismo. To get Verizon Wireless service, call 1-800-256-4646.
Lose the wintertime blues at the 3rd annual AARP Red Feather Snowshoe Festival. This free event to be held Saturday, March 20th at 11:30 a.m. at Devil's Thumb Ranch is open to all ages and abilities. Enjoy the fresh mountain air, refreshments, and prizes. Complimentary learner snowshoes provided by Red Feather Snowshoes. Registration and on-site check-in are required. Devil's Thumb Ranch is located approximately 2 miles west of Fraser off U.S. Highway 40. Call 303-764-5986 for more information or visit them online at aarp.org/co.
Can't figure out why you're not sleeping well? Maybe the trouble is in your bed. Conventional mattresses create pressure points that make you toss and turn. But now there's a bed guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic mattress reduces the pressure points that make you toss and turn. So get a great night's sleep, guaranteed. Call Tempur-Pedic now for a free video and sample at 1-800-645-0707. That's 1-800-645-0707.
In the spring of 1954, an unidentified woman was found murdered in Boulder Canyon. Nearly 50 years later, the police still have no idea who this woman was or who ended her life. Police technology has come a long way since 1954 and could possibly shed some light on this cold case. But we need your help. The Boulder History Museum has set up a Jane Doe Fund to pay for DNA tests and other procedures. You can help with your tax-deductible donation to the Jane Doe Fund. Contact the Boulder History Museum at 303-449-3464 or check out BoulderJaneDoe.com for more information.
We call it Drive Talking. Go to our website at KNICRadio.com and look for details on how you can get a free KNIC travel coffee mug. That'll help on those morning commutes, and it may stop those stupid hot coffee spill lawsuits. There are a few things that are free these days, but you'll find them at KNICRadio.com. Go there, sign up, and the Drive Talking coffee mug will be yours. You can even get unlimited coffee refills in your fabulous new KNIC coffee mug at Sugar Beet Cafe. It's just another way for us to say thank you for making AM 1150 KNRC your number one choice for news and talk in Denver. AM 1150 KNRC. Your car, $20,000. Your car radio, $300. The gas to drive into work and back.
So, do you want regular unleaded or you want premium?
$20. Listening to Jimmy, Enid, and Doug.
7 o'clock in the morning. Jimmy Lakey is my name.
Welcome to Enid Live. I'm yours until
11:50 KNRC. I'm Doug Kelly. 303-382-1150.
Priceless. AM 1150.
Turn it up loud, would you?
KNRC. Whether it is left wing or right wing, we often talk about the West Wing.
Can someone talk to me?
Great talk shows make great talk radio. Hear both sides on AM 1150 KNRC.
Thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
12:57 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock and coming to you live from the Denver Press Club as we do once a month. And the theme this month is St. Patrick's Day, and we are all going to be in the St. Patrick's Day parade. Justin Kratzer, sit down here for a second and tell me, what have we got cooking? You've already got the KNRC mobile. Is that going to be in the parade tomorrow?
KNRC vehicle, the KCUV vehicle. You, Jimmy, and Doug will all be in your own vehicles riding along in the parade.
And you will
have your tiara.
JD's gonna get me a tiara.
It's already been picked up and on his way back with it.
Do you think he's got a wand, too? I was going to bless the cloud.
But remember when you wave that it's elbow, elbow, wrist, wrist, wrist.
Oh, yeah? Is that what I have to master? And what's my car going to be? Do I know? We have three convertibles,
right? We have three convertibles, but I'm not sure what
one's
all three
Saab,
of them are.
One's a Saab, I know, and I don't know. And one's a Mercedes, somebody said, and one's something else. What's
a Mustang.
A Mustang. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this sounds like a lot of fun. All right. And are you going to be giving out stuff, Justin?
Yeah, tomorrow during the parade we'll be giving out T-shirts, bumper stickers, and I think a few coffee cups for the Drive Talking mugs. So.
Okay, well, we're going to be looking forward to that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wait till you see the KNRC KCV vehicle, the Mobile. Oh, my God, it's like a reconstituted ambulance. You've never seen anything like this on wheels before. I should let you know that if you're interested in the Dave Magoya Band, which is called Last Night's Fun, you can book them for special events, and you can either email Rummery, JK, Comcast, at Comcast.net, or call Kevin at 303-274-8566 or call the press club. They'll tell you how to get a hold of them. But they're really wonderful. Isn't it funny that people have these really complex lives? Dennis Gallagher, for example, is a city auditor, but one of his passions is James Joyce. Dave Magoya is an ace investigative reporter for the Denver Post, and yet he plays in this terrific Irish band. So I think that that's a nice model for the rest of us who get buried in our work and our lives, and there are all these other muscles that go unused. We have lots more coming up. We have bagpipers. We have Peace Jam. We have Irish photographers. We have sex, drugs, rock and roll, all here coming to you live from the Denver Press Club, the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Rosalind Jordan at the White House. The Spanish Prime Minister says the people who carried out yesterday's deadly railway bombings in Madrid will be brought to justice. The radical group ETA is now denying responsibility, but Spanish officials say it's still a prime suspect. American Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge says these attacks will backfire.
The horrific events in Madrid speak to the reason that the broader international community is certainly united to combat the scourge of international terrorism.
Millions of Spaniards have turned out for memorial services and anti-terrorism rallies. For now, same-sex marriages aren't being performed in San Francisco. The state Supreme Court has stopped them while justices decide whether they're legal. And no word yet on why it happened, but hundreds of bricks started falling from the side of a New York City hotel during the morning rush hour. At least three people were hurt. I'm Rosalind Jordan, NBC News Radio.
Luxury, value, and more. That's what you'll get with a Lincoln or Mercury certified pre-owned vehicle from your Lincoln Mercury dealer. Each certified pre-owned vehicle includes up to 141 points of inspection by certified technicians, 6-year, 75,000-mile limited warranty coverage, vehicle history report, and 24-hour roadside assistance, all backed by Lincoln Mercury. Remember, if it's not certified, it's just used. See your dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Don't miss the JCPenney Super Storewide Sale now through Monday. Take 50% off all pillows, accent rugs, and frames, 40% off all boys and girls screen tees, plus 25 to 50% off coordinates for her from Alfred Dunner, Sag Harbor, and more. And don't miss incredible buy one, get one for 50% off deals, like all regular price shoes for the whole family and a great selection of bras. Hurry in to the JCPenney Super Storewide Sale.
It's all inside.
JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Bank One, home of maximum strength checking. No less than five Republicans have crossed themselves off the list of candidates for Ben Nighthorse Campbell's U.S. Senate seat. Earlier this week, Governor Bill Owens, Congressman Bob Beaupre, and Treasurer Mike Kaufman said no thanks to the shot at the seat will be vacated upon Nighthorse Campbell's retirement at the end of this term. Today, Congressman Tom Tancredo and Scott McInnes took their hats out of the ring. Ted Halaby chairs the state Republican Party and says there's no reason for the GOP to be concerned.
And right now, former Representative Bob Schaefer and Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton are front and center at this time. Either one would be an excellent candidate, and let's just see how things evolve from there.
Whoever emerges from the Republicans will likely face Attorney General Ken Salazar, who announced his candidacy on Wednesday. The Heat Is On campaign is back this weekend with about 50 checkpoints set up statewide to catch intoxicated drivers. Master Trooper Ron Watkins of the Colorado State Patrol tells us why authorities set aside this weekend for the campaign.
Traditionally, St. Patrick's Day has been a holiday celebrated every year. It involves a lot of people drinking and partying and having a good time, which there's nothing wrong with. except when you make the poor choice of driving if you're intoxicated.
Watkins reminds drivers that getting a DUI could wind up costing you up to $10,000 along with being arrested. Spring is still officially 8 days away, but we've got spring-like weather again in Denver today. National Weather Service forecaster Scott Entrican says our nice daytime temperature should taper off tomorrow, but not by much.
We'll start to have a cool down over the weekend. We'll have a front be moving through later in the day tomorrow. So looking for mainly temperatures in the 50s tomorrow, maybe still a few lower 60s in the southern part of the area.
He adds that there's a chance of flurries tomorrow night, but it looks like the storm bringing those is starting to weaken. The family of a man who died in September when Glendale police used a taser on him plans on suing the department. The Colorado chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union plans on joining that suit as well. A coroner says the taser isn't why Glenn Richard Leyva died, and instead it was probably a drug-induced heart attack that killed him. In sports, the Denver Nuggets head into Milwaukee tonight to play the Bucks. In November, when they last played, the Nuggets beat the Bucks. Colorado Avalanche on the road as well tonight, heading into Phoenix to take on the Coyotes. Mountain West Conference basketball championships continuing today. The CU Buffs playing Texas Tech this afternoon. More preseason action for the Colorado Rockies today with an afternoon game against the San Diego Padres. Stop by Bank One and get maximum strength checking, the most powerful form of checking known to money. Now with free customized email alerts that can save you money. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 105.
With the resources of NBC, CNN, News 4, and AP, along with local reporters on the ground.
I need it. It's there.
Stay in touch with what's happening in Denver and the Front Range with Dick Kelsey Mornings and Tim McLaughlin Afternoons, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Shopping for a mortgage should be no different from shopping for any big-ticket item, a car, a refrigerator, a house. You're looking for the best possible value available. Investment Property Funding Incorporated offers just that. The best mortgage rates available, starting at 1.25% for primary residences and just 1.65% for investment properties, with no points, no junk fees, and no surprises at closing. Increase your cash flow by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. Investment Property Funding can handle all your mortgage needs with your choice of fixed rate, adjustable rate, or interest-only programs. We have a full menu of options for savvy, no-nonsense borrowers like you. Don't wait. Get the rates you deserve today by calling the professionals at Investment Property Funding Incorporated at 303-531-8508. That's 303-531-8508. Your mortgage experts, 303-531-8508, or online at ipfunding.com.
KNRC News Time is 106. Time to check with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Alaska Airlines. And pretty good drive out there right now. We do have some metal in the road. We had some northbound I-25 at Arapahoe. Got that cleaned up, but we saw some more southbound I-25 at Arapahoe. So watch for some minor delays. Southbound 225 right around I-25, a little bit of slowing. And, of course, like you heard earlier, a lot of traffic around the Pepsi Center due to the Mountain West Conference basketball tournament. Nobody knows Alaska like Alaska Airlines. Alaska Airlines offers the most service to Anchorage, and on June 6th, we'll add daily nonstops from Denver. Go to alaskaair.com and plan your Alaska adventure today. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear Doug Kell at afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. What a way to end the work week. Sunshine and mild temperatures topping out around 66 for the high today, and under fair skies for the most part tonight, around 40 for the low. Now it'll be cloudier and windy on Saturday with highs in the mid-50s. On Sunday, we're in the low 50s. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Mostly sunny skies, 63 degrees. KNRC News Time is 107. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 135, or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
107, 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. It is the St. Patrick's Day edition. We always have a theme when we do our Press Club remotes, and St. Patrick's Day is the theme. And tomorrow I'm going to be in the St. Patrick's Day parade. So is Jimmy Lakey. So is Doug Kellett. All of us. Joe Anderson, my producer. We're gonna have a cast of thousands, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Although 4 hours, oh my God. But I think it's a great event for you to bring your family to. I want to give you a quick rundown. We have lots of people scheduled for today. We're going to, and it's all along an Irish theme. We're going to have a bagpiper a little bit later in the broadcast. Next week, just to give you a heads up, John Lendorf from the Rocky Mountain News will be joining us. He's the dining critic, and he has, and you would have seen it in today's Rocky Mountain News, his brand new Denver dining guide. So check it out. I've already have mine pulled aside so that I don't inadvertently toss it, because it's got his takes on good restaurants. And every time I followed his rave reviews, I have never been disappointed. So I like what he has to say, and I'm interested when he gives some of these restaurants D-minus ratings. We're going to also be joined along the line by David Shipler, former New York Times writer, talking about the American poor, invisible in America. Next week, we'll be talking also to Denver's John Dunning. He has a brand new book out called The Bookman's Promise, and we'll be talking films on Friday. So we have a lot planned for next week as well. Joining us right now in the segment is Boulder photographer Tom Quinn Kumpf. I hope I have said your name right, Tom. Thank you so much for joining us. And I know that you have specialized in Irish landscapes. Are you there? Tom.
Yes, hi.
Hi. You are by phone? Oh, okay. Are you on a landline?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Can you hear you good now.
You can hear me? Okay.
Right.
You are where now?
I'm in Spokane, Washington.
What are you doing in Spokane?
Celebrating St. Patrick's Day. I'm up here on a book tour, actually. We're doing this, and then we're going to be in Missoula, Montana for St. Patrick's Day, doing some book signings over there as well.
What is your book, the new book?
The new book is called Ireland's Standing Stones to Stormont. And just came out 2004, published by Devenish Press. They're in Boulder, and doing quite well. We're very, very busy with these tours.
Your last name doesn't sound Irish, although your middle name does.
Well, that's why we decided to use it. It's just not a Boulder thing. it's very, very traditional in the Irish culture to use your mother's middle name. For thousands of years, heritage was traced through the mother. So it's still kind of a traditional thing. So when my mother, through no fault of my own, happened to marry a German, but he has Irish blood in him as well. So when I decided to do my first book, which was a book called Children of Belfast, I decided to use her name also, in my name, so that I could identify with that Irish side of me.
Talk to me about the Children of Belfast. It was what? Is it a documentary, sort of?
Children of Belfast was a documentary I did on kids in Northern Ireland, specifically Belfast, and how they have been affected by the 30-year conflict that's gone on up there, known as the Troubles.
Mm-hmm.
The book did quite well. It was quite small, 58 images, 17 essays, but won some awards, and I think mostly it was I was able to explain in an American voice why that war is still going on and how it gets passed on transgenerationally. I'm a Vietnam veteran, have been working on veterans issues and conflict resolution since I got back in 1970. So I went there suspecting that it might have something to do with post-traumatic stress disorder and war trauma. I was partly right, partly wrong. It is a war trauma, but not the same thing that we would describe post-traumatic stress disorder. It's just being passed on from generation to generation through hatred. And so, like I say, that book won some awards, and then that led me to understand that that war was not a sectarian war. It was not necessarily a religious war. It was more a war of identity and race, because the Catholics are the native Irish, the indigenous people of that island, and the Protestants are English and Scottish immigrants that moved there in the late 1600s.
Tom, the name of the new book?
Ireland, Standing Stones to Stormont.
How did you get so interested in Ireland?
Well, part of it obviously is my heritage, but working, I worked for years as a photojournalist, and of 36, 37 countries I've been to, Ireland is the only place where I ever really felt at home. Immediately getting off the airport.
What is the magic of Ireland? When I think about Ireland, and I've not been to Ireland, I've been to Scotland, I've been to England, but never to Ireland, and to Wales I've been, I think of a lot of green.
Oh,
I
yes.
think of a
well,
fogginess and a kind
constantly.
Of... Rainy, so it's like it's kind of like Portland. It's kind of like Washington.
Well, I make the joke when I'm over there that you know, I live in a place where you get tired of sunshine because we have 300 days of sunshine a year, and they say, well, we have 300 days of rain a year. So, you know, Colorado's basically brown. Ireland's very, very green.
What's the magic for you?
The magic,
can you even explain it, or is it just one of those things where it's chemistry and you can't really?
No, it's the people and the land. I mean, when you realize that these people have been living on this piece of ground for, you know, 7,000-8,000 years, and every bit of that ground's been trod on and fought over, you know, as opposed to, you know, there's places here in the United States, obviously, that probably has never seen the human foot. But every inch of that island has been inhabited and stepped on. And yet, these people, they, you know, tragedy after tragedy, war after war, and they're still just the nicest, forward-looking people I've ever been around.
But how does this, with all the troubles that have gone on, every inch of land trod on, how does this affect the Irish character?
Well, they look at it that way. You know, if you ask a man in Belfast where he's from, he's going to tell you this piece of turf 5,000 years. And you've got all these megalithic tombs and structures, 30,000 ring forts, 50,000 standing stones. When I went over there, I thought these things were rare, that they were, you know, the reason they were so presented to us as mysterious. But, you know, 50,000 stone rings as well.
50,000 stone rings, what are those?
Circular rings that would, most of them would have some sort of solar or lunar alignment associated with them.
And they're how old are they?
5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years. They go way, way, way back. Newgrange, which is a chambered cairn that allows the sunlight to enter the passage for 17 minutes out of the year on the winter solstice sunrise.
Oh, that's like
still works.
That's like Quetzalcoatl in Mexico near Cozumel.
Right, right, right. You know, that structure is also aligned to that,
right.
to the solstice. But yeah, for 17 minutes out of the year, it enters the chamber and strikes a carving at the back of the chamber, and that was built 5,200 years ago. That predates the pyramids by 500 years.
Well, I am delighted that you could join us today. What? Give me again the title of your book.
It's Ireland, Standing Stones to Stormont. It's available in bookstores, or you can go to www.devenishpress, that's devenish.com, and it's available, hardback or soft cover.
Tom Quinn Kumpf, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure.
And for your fine work. And happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Same to you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. I'm Ian Goldstein, and you are listening to the Fabulous Friday, St. Patrick's Day edition of Enid Live, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. You are listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
Do not change the channel.
Not your grandfather's talk radio station. We are yours.
We are yours.
The new generation of Denver talk radio can be found here. AM 1150.
AM 1150.
Lock it in.
McDonald Automotive Group has nearly 4 million in pre-owned imports starting from $39.95. Your pre-owned import store, McDonald Auto, is located on Broadway, one block south of Orchard in Littleton.
I was a slave who became a warrior, a stone worker who became a superstar.
It was one of history's greatest civilizations, one of history's most uncivilized spectacles.
Now I have come to the greatest arena ever built to face a friend in the greatest battle of my life.
Witness the combat of gladiators like never before.
My name is Velus, Gladiator.
Colosseum, a gladiator story, Sunday at 9 Eastern and Pacific, only on the Discovery Channel.
Come Out presents a cleaned-up gangster story.
Did you rat me out?
Hey, why don't you go...
Fudge.
Yourself, all right?
You ungrateful piece of...
Salami.
Next time I see you, I'm gonna take a bat and break you.
Fudging rump roast.
If we can clean them up, we can help make your fuel injectors clean, too. One bottle in the tank helps clean out harmful deposits and can restore lost performance. Gum Out. Good, clean driving.
Pick up a bottle of Gum Out Fuel Injector Cleaner now at Kmart.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman. We're the Style Matters gals, and we love to shop.
But sometimes we don't like to shop for the same things. For example, I'm sick of looking for thigh-high white boots for you.
Well, that's because you have a short attention span. But there are two boutiques where we both love to shop. Posh and the Perfect Petal at 32nd and Lowell in the Highland neighborhood.
These two boutiques are more than just gift shops. They sell almost anything your little heart desires, such as Anthony shaving and skincare lines for men, stylish hats, the accessory for this season, dishware, and decorative home items.
How about unique floral arrangements, the hottest new skincare line called Juice, and a bridal registry, invitations, and gifts? It's all at the Perfect Petal and Posh.
Two incredible boutiques, Posh and the Perfect Petal, at Lowell and 32nd Avenue in the Highland neighborhood. Open Monday through Saturdays, 9 to 8, Sundays, 11 to 5.
We both love to shop there because they give great shopping.
Tickets are on sale now for the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series, featuring the dynamic lineup of retired General Tommy Franks on Tuesday, March 30th, and Steve Forbes on Monday, May 17th. Tickets are still available for these compelling speakers. For information on the remaining ticket packages, go to www.denverlectureseries.com and expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series, a program of junior achievement and sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC. Welcome, listeners of KOA, KHOW, and KNUS. We're glad to have you with us.
Thank you.
You said you wanted a fun, entertaining talk station. Here it is.
Here it is.
Our talk hosts welcome opposing views. They aren't old and angry, and they love Denver just like you. A positive talk radio station. Jimmy Lakey, Enid Goldstein, and Doug Kellett, along with famous national hosts like Bill O'Reilly, Michael Reagan, Lionel, and Alan Colmes. A great weekday talk lineup, exclusively on AM 1150 KNIC. We're in touch, so you be in touch. Call us with your news tips, traffic info, and when the weather's bad, 303-382-1150. Help out your neighbors by letting us know the situation in your area. We're the only locally owned Denver radio station, and we're concerned about Denver, the mountains, and the Front Range. AM 1150, KNIC.
Hi, I'm Doug Kelly. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
121 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. Everybody is free to come down when we do these shows. It's really lots of fun, and they have really developed quite a lunch business, I think, because when we come down and do these remote broadcasts, maybe this helps to bring traffic in. Also, the Denver Press Club is a wonderful facility, so if you're contemplating an event, a wedding, an anniversary party, a party of any kind, a corporate party, you can rent the facilities, and you don't have to be a member to do it. Joining us now are two women, Darcy Gifford, who has written a brand new book, and the book is called Peace Jam. And also with Darcy is Dawn Engel, who is with Peace Jam. Tell us, I have been reading about Peace Jam for the longest time. Tell me, what is Peace Jam all about, Dawn?
Peace Jam is an international education program. It's really become the way that 12 different Nobel Peace Prize laureates reach out to the youth of the world. So it's a program where young people go for a year-long course in how to become a leader in their community. They actually study the life of a Nobel laureate, get to spend the weekend working side by side with somebody like the Dalai Lama or Desmond Tutu, and then they go out into their own community and they work for change, just to make things better in their school or their neighborhood.
What does this have to do with St. Patrick's Day?
Well, Ireland has contributed many wonderful things to the world, and one of the things is that they have 5 Nobel Peace Prize laureates are from Ireland.
Are from Ireland, really?
And the 2 Nobel Peace Prize laureates from Northern Ireland are on our board of directors.
All right, now, so take me through this again. This is a bunch of Nobel laureates, Nobel Prize winners, and they have decided, or you, or they were inveigled, persuaded into being part of this program where kids, how are you chosen to spend, a whole year?
Mm-hmm.
With a Nobel laureate. And how old do you have to be to do this? Could I do this?
Well, we always have public talks when the Nobel laureates come to town. We'll have another Nobel laureate here in May. And
who? Who's coming?
Sir Joseph Rotblat, who's a grandfather of the anti-nuke movement.
And give us a flavor of what some of the other... Dalai Lama,
of course,
won the is a Nobel laureate for
his efforts to find a peaceful solution to the problem of Tibet, and also for his leadership on environmental issues.
And who are some other Nobel laureates?
Rigoberta Menchú Tum, who's the youngest person ever to win the Nobel Peace Prize and the only Native American to ever win the Nobel Peace Prize. She's from Guatemala. Adolfo Perez Esquivel, Aung San Suu Kyi, the woman who's in
under house arrest in Burma, with the old Burma, what used to be called Burma.
Yeah. So we have 12 Nobel Peace Laureates who we brought together. It was really an idea that came from Denver. We're based in Denver, and it was after the summer of violence here in Denver.
What year was that?
It was in 1994. 10 years ago, it was a really tough summer. A lot of gang violence, a lot of 13-year-olds, drive-by shootings, and it was just really, really hard. And so a friend of mine came up with this idea of putting young kids together with Nobel Peace Prize laureates. Darcy tells the story well in the book. Do you want to talk about how...
Darcy, talk about it, because you've written a book, and you can meet Darcy tonight. She has written a book called Peace Jam, How Young People Can Make Peace in Their Schools and Communities. And you can meet her tonight at Tattered Cover, Low Dose, 7:30. She'll be reading and signing. Okay, what is the story? Who are the kids that get to spend a year with a Nobel laureate?
Well, there are young people
or a Nobel laureate if they have a lot, if they're really good with rope tricks.
There are young people from across the country and in many different countries. The book actually highlights 5 young people who are from the Denver area and tells their story of some of their life prior to the program.
Give me a flavor of some of these kids. Are these kids from difficult situations, or are these kids from upper class situations where they would be more likely to be able to spend a year with a Nobel laureate?
One was a young woman who was actually, when she was born, family was homeless, and both the parents were alcoholic. So she obviously struggled through a lot of things in her life. Another was a young man who was in a gang. So it really, the program, one of the neat things I think about Peace Jam program is it draws young people from many different backgrounds.
All walks of life.
Yes.
As the cliche would have it.
Yes.
And so how do kids who are coming up from homeless situations, how do they even know about Peace Jam? Do the schools tell them about it?
Yeah, well, it's anybody who wants to can participate in Peace Jam through your school, through a club, through a church, a mosque.
How do we do that?
Go on our website, www.peacejam.org, and you find the information on how to get involved.
So of all the people who come to you, only a few get to spend a whole year with a Nobel laureate.
Well, actually,
what about the other kids?
It's a year-long program which is taught in different schools and clubs where they learn about a Nobel laureate and also look at the problems in their own community. And then each of those organizations sends a delegation to spend a weekend with a Nobel laureate. Then they go back to their community and they carry out a service project to transform their community to make it a better place.
Give us an idea, Darcy, of some of the service projects. Are you aware of what they have been?
Oh, sure. They've worked in teen centers, volunteering, working at homeless shelters, doing volunteer work, making meals for senior citizens, all sorts of different things.
How old are the average Peace Jam participants that you're working with?
It's a high school program,
mm-hmm.
ages 13 to 18, but we've just started a new program called Peace Jam Juniors for elementary school students, and the Colorado Department of Education has given us a grant in conjunction with Jefferson County School Board. We're going to be doing a pilot in 3 Arvada schools, and it'll be school-wide young people being involved in this program. So that program will soon be available for all elementary school students.
Give me a flavor, give me a sense of what the kids, the junior program will consist of. If you're in elementary school, and this would be from what grade to what grade?
It's kindergarten to 5th. And you learn about the life of the Nobel laureates when they were little, when they were your age. What was it like growing up in South Africa as a little boy? What was it like growing up in Guatemala as a little girl, little Mayan Indian girl? And you learn to have better reading and writing skills. The curriculum is actually teaches to the CSAP tests, but it also is wonderful because it's multicultural, and they learn all about the art and the music and the history of each of these regions of the world.
And what do they learn in the way of, besides learning about some famous person's life, how do they relate it to their own life? And how do they learn about the issue of service and community service and coming back and becoming a leader in the community?
Well, they all have to, in order to participate in the program, they have to do a project to help others in their own community. So this concept of service to others, helping at least one other person, that's something that you carry with you for the rest of your life.
What form does it take in elementary school?
Well, they all have to do a project, and what a lot of the young people have done are community gardens, or they've worked with senior citizens. And in fact, some of them have even dressed up as their favorite Nobel Peace Laureate, as the Dalai Lama or something, and they've done shows at the
local... They have a theme song. You know, the Dalai Lama has his own theme song.
What is it?
Hello, Dolly. Hello, Dolly.
It's just they are just so captivated with the idea of a path of nonviolence, and that you don't have to take aggressive action to solve a problem necessarily. Sometimes we can work through it and without using violence. And then young kids, their behavior improves in class, and they get really, really, really excited about it.
But the whole idea, they're turned on to a whole idea of more public service, more volunteerism, more trying to improve the community. Is that sort of the bottom line?
That's the bottom line. One person really can make a difference. That's the bottom line.
And what success stories? This has been going on for, what, about 10 years?
8 years.
8 years. What success stories can you point to, or is it a little bit too soon?
One of them is actually featured in the book. The young man I talked about who was in a gang now runs the GRASS program, or mentors within the GRASS program here in Denver, which is the Gang Rescue and Support Project. So he is working.
Oh, it sounds like a place to buy dope.
The GRASS Project. Oh, excuse me. That's the GRASS. This has the P on the end.
Oh, it's got a P on the end. GRASS.
Yeah.
Or what's the heaven for? My guess, if you're just tuning in, our Dawn Engel of the Peace Jam. Peace Jam Project, you call it? Just Peace
Foundation.
Jam. Peace Jam Foundation. And Darcy Gifford, who's written a book called Peace Jam, and she's going to be at Tighter Cover Loaded tonight, 7:30, reading from it. Okay, so you have one person who is a graduate of the program who is involved with the GRASP Project.
Correct.
And that is doing what?
He's working with young gang members here in Colorado, trying to show them that there is a different way and that there is something else he can do.
He's working with them, but is he having any success with these gang members?
Oh, tremendous. Yeah.
Really?
He's making a real difference.
He is. And some other success stories.
Well, there are thousands of success stories. There are young people who have become teachers because of this program, who've become social workers because of this program, who've joined the Peace Corps because of this program, who've had their whole future changed because they've touched the greatness of these Nobel Peace Laureates, and they see that, you know, they can be hopeful, they can make a difference in their own communities. Some have gotten involved in local politics. It's just the feeling a lot of teenagers have is that they're hopeless and they're helpless, but there's nothing that they can do. A lot of them don't vote.
Why do you think that that's the case? Is it that they're not getting enough attention at home? Sometimes when you're a teenager and your parents do give you a lot of attention, you don't want it because it's from your parents. Explain some of this to me if you can.
I think it's just when you're a teenager, everything seems so overwhelming. You've got your hormones rushing through your body, your whole life and world is changing, and everything seems problems seem so big. What we found with the Peace Jam program is when we connect them with the Nobel Peace Laureates, they see that the world is a really big place, and their struggles are fairly common, struggles for human rights and justice and dignity among peoples. They're common throughout the world, and that actually it is possible to bring change in a lifetime, that all of these Nobel Peace Laureates on our board have brought tremendous change just in the course of their lifetime to a really tough problem. It's possible. And so they start to see themselves as having that greatness inside of them and that ability inside of them.
These are classes also? These are classes, but also outside of class, additional programs?
Yes.
In the high schools?
Yes.
So you have to sort of sign up for this. Is there any cost for it?
No.
If they want, people want to find out more about it, how can they go ahead and do it?
Yeah, just come up to our website, and there's a click on a button that says how to get involved. That's peacejam.org.
And then how do you support yourselves?
A lot of individual donations, grants, and now we're selling the Peace Jam book, and we also have the Peace Jam documentary film. This was a real hit at the Denver Film Festival, and this is also for sale. They're all available at Amazon.com, the book, the movie, and video and DVD format.
What did the students who were working with the Dalai Lama have to say? Did they come? Was there any special observations that they made? Because I think he's really a fascinating guy. I like him a lot.
I do, too.
And I love that happy energy that he seems to have, and a kind of persistent, good-natured wisdom that he looks to be the possessor of.
Yeah,
what what can you tell us about the Dalai Lama?
He has a real powerful influence on all the people he works with, as you know. But in our movie and in our book, we talk about one life that he really made a difference in, which was Richard Castaldo. Richard had participated in Peace Jam. He was in high school. 2 years after he met the Dalai Lama and started being involved in Peace Jam, he was the first one to be shot at Columbine High School.
Oh.
And he is now in a wheelchair, mm-hmm. and has become a tremendous leader. He was featured in the Bowling for Columbine movie. Mm-hmm. And Richard's somebody who has taken tremendous adversity, and he's gone out to work for others. And it's been because of the Peace Jam program and his involvement with the Peace Jam program. And the inspiration of the Dalai Lama really helped him through some really dark days after he was shot.
And Richard said that the biggest thing that he learned from the Dalai Lama was forgiveness, and that's the lesson that in some of his darkest hours after Columbine, he went back to the previous few years and would think about everything that he learned through Peace Jam and with the Dalai Lama, and you know, a lot of those messages really tried to help give him strength and sort out everything that happened.
Well, what's remarkable here is not simply the organization and what you're trying to do for kids, but the fact that somebody had this idea and managed to implement it. Whose idea was it? Was this yours, Dawn?
No, it was my husband's. We weren't married then. He was just...
Tell us your husband's name.
Ivan Savanchev.
Uh-huh.
He is a journalist and a artist, and he lived in North Denver, and this is during that summer of violence with all of the gang wars, and he had lived there for a long time and talked to some of the kids in the neighborhood who were in gangs, and they didn't know who the president of the United States was, but they knew all about Desmond Tutu, and they were just
How would they know about Desmond Tutu and not know who the president was?
Because they said, the president of the United States, he doesn't represent us, you know, he doesn't care about us, but they knew about the struggle for justice and in South Africa. They knew about the fact that they had used just the moral authority of that it was wrong to segregate and have apartheid based on the color of your skin. And they knew all about it, and so he just got this brain flash that, wow, if we could put teenagers together with Nobel Peace Prize laureates, this is an amazing
goal.
Was
it a hard sell to the Nobel laureates, who are being hit on by everybody for everything, I should think, to get involved with this?
Yeah, it's actually a miracle that it happened. We didn't realize how impossible it was. We're the only organization in the world where these Nobel laureates actually work together on a board in a continuing way.
Do they come and meet once a year to Boulder, or how does it work?
They all appoint somebody to represent them on the board, and they meet in New York City. We mm-hmm. have our board meetings in New York City, and then they all commit to do at least one PGM conference a year. They work with us on the curriculum. Each of them has chosen the theme for their own curriculum, mm-hmm. and they're very, very deeply involved in the program.
What are some of the curriculum?
Human rights and justice for all.
Healing communities torn by racism and violence.
Environment and the human heart.
And what is the Dalai Lama's? Environment and the Human Heart. I should have known that. Well, thank you both for joining us today. It's been a great pleasure to meet you. Peace Jam, Don Engel, and Darcy Gifford, who has written a book called Peace Jam. Darcy will be appearing tonight, Tattered Cover, Low Dough, at 7:30. Thank you both for the work that you do. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC. 1:37, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 64 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Havoline High Mileage Protection Motor Oil. Two Republican congressmen have said they're not running for the U.S. Senate. Tom Tancredo and Scott McInnes both announced today that they won't be seeking the seat being vacated by Ben Nighthorse Campbell when his term ends. Officials from three Colorado counties have agreed to warn citizens about West Nile virus earlier. Mark Wallace, the Weld County Health Director, says many people didn't take precautions against the virus because the symptoms were compared to the flu. Some 50 checkpoints will be set up around the state this weekend as part of the Colorado State Patrol's The Heat Is On campaign. Officers will be on the lookout for drivers who've had too much to drink before getting behind the wheel. Havoline High Mileage Protection Motor Oil is specially formulated to clean and protect engines driven over 75,000 miles. Add more life to your car with Havoline High Mileage Protection Motor Oil. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 1:38.
Why listen to Rush when you've got Enid?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150, KNRC.
Doctor, my back and neck are sore from that accident 6 weeks ago. I thought I'd be better by now.
This type of pain can last for months. I'd like to recommend you see a massage therapist.
I'm not sure about that. Does it really work?
Yes, and I know a massage therapist that provides massage for soft tissue injuries, like whiplash, sprains, and strains.
Does that sound familiar? Hi, I'm Jan Dion, clinical nurse specialist and part owner of Medical Massage Therapy and Associates. Our medical massage therapy can improve joint function and reduce or eliminate pain. We also offer massage therapy for muscle relaxation, which reduces the damaging effects of stress. Our steam therapy relaxes muscles, helps dry skin, and can even boost the immune system. Call us today at Medical Massage Therapy and Associates at 303-316-8222 to schedule your appointment. First-time clients receive 30% off of our already reasonable rates. Again, that's 303-316-8222.
KNRC News Time is 1:40. Time to check with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Vista Ridge. And got an accident northbound I-25 at Hampton. Watch for that. Further up north, northbound I-25 just past Highway 7. Another accident. Watch for delays up there as well. At Vista Ridge, great golf and spectacular mountain views are just the beginning. They now offer homes priced from the mid-100s to more than a million on the web at VistaRidge.net. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear Jimmy Lakey in the mornings beginning at 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. A mild afternoon with pretty sunshine and maybe just a few passing clouds. We should top out around 66 for our high. And it won't be bad tonight at all with mainly clear skies, a low near 40. Now the change comes tomorrow. It'll turn cloudy and windy with a high of 56. On Sunday, highs will be in the low 50s. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz.
Under mostly sunny skies, it's 64 degrees. KNRC News Time is 1:41. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multi functional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
The talk doesn't stop on AM 1150 on weekends. We are live and local all day Saturday and Sunday. Listen for John Jack DeMesterton, Desi Cortez, and Darren Copeland beginning at 8 a.m. Sundays exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC, where you can hear both sides talk.
Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein. 1:42 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We are coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. We do these shows once a month. The theme of this month's show is St. Patrick's Day, because the parade is tomorrow and St. Patrick's Day is coming up on us on Wednesday. We are all of us at KNRC, and I know Jimmy Lakey, Doug, and I are all going to be in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in our individual convertibles. I have been told that I have been able to score a tiara for the occasion, so I'm not guaranteeing anything, but I've never been the queen of anything, so I'm anointing myself. Joe is laughing. He thinks this is so ridiculous. But there are going to be a ton of us out there tomorrow, and we're going to be giving away all kinds of stuff. So make sure you stick around long enough for the KNRC part of the parade, because we've got T-shirts and mugs and I don't know what else, but we've got all kinds of stuff we're going to be giving away. In this segment, we are joined by Chris Berquist. And I happened to be reading the paper yesterday, and I see this whole piece on My Irish Times. It might have been in Westword, as a matter of fact, where they're talking about a shop that sells really pretty much Irish goods. Chris, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Where are you located?
My address is 2204 Kearney Street,
mm-hmm.
and which is in the Park Hill neighborhood.
Okay.
Kearney Street is in between Colorado and Monaco.
So this should be a hot time of the year for you, because you're selling all these Irish goods, right?
Yes. Luckily, I have a very specific business that allows me to have two Christmases, Christmas and St. Patrick's Day.
And St. Patrick's Day. All right. Tell us what you sell. What can we find in your shop called My Irish Times?
Oh, my goodness. You can find a lot of things. You can find traditional Irish cladda jewelry, Celtic jewelry, lots of Guinness merchandise, lots of things for St. Patrick's Day, obviously, T-shirts, flags, hair goods, hats, caps, ties, scarves. In addition to that, I also sell sweaters, blankets, crosses, baby gifts, CDs, books, tea, biscuits.
Are you Irish?
Both my grandmothers were Irish. You obviously can't tell that by my last name.
No, Berquist, it sounds like you're Scandinavian.
Yes, Berquist is very Swedish, but it's kind of funny because my father, who I got that last name from, was probably just the biggest lover of Ireland that I ever met, and he's the person who really instilled it in all of us.
How did you get into retail? Were you always in retail? And why Irish? Why the focus on Ireland? Is there that much of a demand? Is it that remunerative to do that? Is there suddenly a great interest in Irish products?
Well, let's see. To answer your first question, I have been in retail my whole life, and I wanted to open my own shop. And the Irish shop, actually, my husband suggested it, because we really had to drive quite a distance to find any specific Irish gifts that we wanted to buy. And he said, why don't you open your own shop, you know, and that way you can have the things that you want, and you can visit your sister. My sister happens to live in Ireland. You can visit your sister once
oh,
a year.
The plot thickens.
Instead of the every 3 or 4 years that I was averaging before. So
then you go for buying trips, is that it, or are you able to order a lot of things here that...
Why do it both ways, yes.
But were you buying that many Irish gifts? Is there that much of a demand for Irish goods?
Well, at least for me and for my family, there was, yes.
You were very interested in it.
We were always very interested, yes.
Great passion of yours.
Yes.
Are you the only store in Denver specializing in Irish merchandise?
There is the Thistle and Shamrock, which is down in the Tech Center, but they are really more Scottish than Irish.
Okay.
So I am basically the only shop that specializes in Irish stuff, yes.
And how long have you been in business?
We just opened August 1st.
Oh, so you're brand new.
Yes.
Well, so we don't know how well you're doing yet.
That's correct. Yes, this is my very first St. Patrick's Day as a shop. So,
well, here we are letting people know that you exist, and you've got all this Irish paraphernalia, and do you handle goods that are not simply Irish?
I do handle some things that are not Irish. I do have some things that are Scottish and some things that are, you know, not necessarily Irish per se, but more like Celtic, because there's a lot of people in Denver that are interested in more of the Celtic heritage. and not necessarily, you know, the things that are covered with shamrocks.
The whole business about being in retail, that is a very tough, that and the restaurant business, retail can be extremely tough. And you haven't picked the sweetest of economic times to open up a shop. Is this the first time that you have owned a shop, or have you owned a shop previously?
No, previously I was working for a major retailer. This is the first time I've owned my own shop. I've worked for specialty stores before, but this is the first time I've actually, you know, had my money in the jeopardy. But yes, I just it was the time, and I just had to do it.
What observations do you make about people buying? Because I remember my aunt had a shop, and I was drafted to work in her shop, and I was pretty young. I was, I don't know, 11 or 12 years old. And I remembered, and she was a very good retailer, and one of her strengths was an astute and acute observation of human nature and human behavior. She could tell when people came in whether they were going to buy or not. She would just endlessly observe people, and from her endless observations of human nature, it would affect what she bought, what was in the store, how she set things up, and so on. Any observations you want to make?
Well, I try not to prejudge people. The kind of shop that I have is more of a destination rather than just a, oh, let's stop in and see what they have kind of place. Mm-hmm. So people who come in here are usually genuinely interested in what I have, and sometimes they have something specific in mind, or sometimes they just want to see, you know, they just want to see what grabs them. So I do rearrange the shop plenty of times, and I do buy what people suggest. I have, you know, had plenty of suggestions, you know, you don't carry this, or can you get me that? I'm always trying to find new and different things to, you know, liven up the assortment all the time.
So here you are making the run up to your first St. Patrick's Day as a shop owner?
Yes.
And how's it going?
It's been very exciting. It's just been fun. You know, St. Patrick's Day is sort of a gimme holiday, and everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day, so it's just been very fun and exciting.
Well, I am delighted that you could join us today. Chris Bergquist, her shop is called My Irish Times, and it is located in Denver's Park Hills neighborhood. And again, give us the street address so people can find it.
2204 Kearney Street.
2204 Kearney Street. We hope that you're really successful. And what's that great Irish blessing? Do you remember what it is?
Well, there's several. Which one would you want?
pick a good one. May the wind, blah, 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 blah.
May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May God hold you in the hollow of his hand.
We like all of those. Thank you, Chris. We appreciate talking with you today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the St. Patrick's Day edition of Enid Live. And for the day, I guess I'm Enid O. Goldstein. We are coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. It's a fabulous Friday. All of them are. And the weather is magnificent, and I hope it holds up for tomorrow because we got that parade. And I don't know if you've got some suggestions about what I should wear. I was thinking about going to a thrift store and getting a really ratty old mink stole or something. For stole and a sash and medals, but I'm not going that far. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
AM 1150 cannot be held liable if our diverse talk programming forces you to use excessive brain power. Always entertaining and never boring. AM 1150 KNRC.
For choice and flexibility, get QuestChoice, home phone and long distance. More features and 5 cents a minute long distance make Quest the choice for Colorado. 888-273-9221 or Quest.com. Restrictions apply.
This is a consumer alert. To reduce excess inventories of manufacturer supplies, MedVet is hosting a massive markdown sale for Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge products. During this event, sacrifice pricing exists on more than $80 million worth of inventory. Profit is not a major consideration. MedVet is stocked fence to fence with a wide variety of Dodge Ram trucks, Jeep Grand Cherokees, Jeep Liberties, Chrysler minivans, and the all-new Chrysler 300. More arrive daily. 0% financing is available for qualified buyers, and financial officers will be on hand for immediate credit approval. National appraisers will be on hand to assess your trade for its highest possible value. Hurry, if you're thinking about buying now or in the next 6 months, don't miss this opportunity. Selection is huge, but is expected to diminish rapidly. The MedVed Massive Markdown Sale at the giant MedVed Autoplex on the I-25 corridor to part the 181 ramp, Castle Rock, and on I-70 in Wheatridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant MedVed Autoplex.
Computers talk in a strange language to us. Then again, so do computer techies. It's hard to find someone who will understand your computer needs. That's why when you're looking for solutions to your computer problems, you're looking for DataTarget.com. At DataTarget.com, you'll find people who target your computer needs in plain English. They'll cater to your problems relating to Microsoft Windows, installation upgrades, email, networking, internet, security. Whether it's a business need or personal, you'll find DataTarget.com makes the problem easy to solve. DataTarget.com will be there at your business or home to help rid the frustration of trying to resolve it by yourself or spending hours on the phone with a tech guy who can't even talk. DataTarget.com is affordable, and best of all, your first consultation is absolutely free. DataTarget.com. Call 877-856-1206. That's 877-856-1206. Or log on to www.datatarget.com.
May I help you?
Yeah, it's this cold. My sinuses feel like they're going to explode.
Sudafed, aisle 5.
My allergies have my sinuses all stuffed up.
Sudafed, aisle 5.
Tell the man what's wrong.
My sinuses. Sudafed, aisle 5.
Sinus misery? Get Sudafed. Nothing stronger at relieving even your worst sinus symptoms. Not even a prescription.
This congestion.
Sudafed, aisle 5.
Sudafed. Prescription strength sinus relief. Based on 24-hour dose of pseudoephedrine.
Don't miss the 30th annual Denver March Powwow, featuring more than 1,000 American Indian dancers representing 75 tribes. Watch the best adult, teen, and children dancers in the country compete for top prizes. Enjoy tribal storytelling and plenty of arts and crafts booths, too. Mark your calendar now for the Denver March Powwow, March 19th through the 21st at the Denver Coliseum. Admission is $15 all weekend or $6 a day at the door. Visitors under 6 and over 60 are free. Visit www.denvermarchpowwow.org for more information.
People are talking about AM 1150 KNRC.
I work in an office, and I listen to my favorite radio station every day.
I find out everything I need to know about what's going on.
I turn on my radio, I get all the information I need.
Whether it's Iraq or the stock market.
I listen in my car, I listen at work.
When news happens, you guys are on top of it.
You're my new best friend.
Just keep up the great work.
It's what we're here for. Hear both sides talk. AM 1150 KNRC.
When I tune in,
I'm really pleased.
As important to Denver as the Rocky Mountains, if we do say so ourselves. AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150, KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
154, the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. Well, how come we're playing Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Jordan, we're gonna, Jordan's laughing, and so is Joe Anderson. You're hearing the very charming laugh of our producer, Joe Anderson. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. We are coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. I think that was Jordan's idea of vaguely Irish music. I'm guessing that that's what that was.
Yeah.
We do these shows once a month from the Denver Press Club. And John Enslin typically puts together the show. And the theme, we always have a theme. And the theme today is St. Patrick's Day, because the parade is tomorrow and all of us are going to be in the parade. But Joe Anderson, you are the producer of Enid Live. What do you do when you're a producer? What exactly does this mean?
Well, when people ask me about my job, you know, it's like, which is exactly what you say. What do you exactly do as a producer? I try to keep it simple. You know, I just tell them, you know, I do three things. I book guests, research topics, and screen calls during the show. And that just kind of gives you a brief, you know, overview of what I do as a job.
Oh, that doesn't even begin to describe it. There's a lot more that goes on. And at the parade tomorrow, just to give people an idea, what are you going to be doing? We're going to have a cast of thousands, I understand. A lot of people giving out stuff. I know you're going to be there. What are you
going to
be doing?
Yeah, I'm going to be in the KNRC remote truck with Justin, just riding along and waving to the people.
Could you describe this remote truck for our listeners, Mr. Anderson?
Like I said yesterday, it's retro. It's cool in a very retro kind of way. It's something out of the, you know, 50s, 60s that we remade up. I mean,
it's a former ambulance, an army ambulance. You've never seen anything on the streets like this in your life. And for a long time, it was largely inoperative. But I think they've goosed it to life with all kinds of new innards.
You can't even buy gasoline. We have to buy regular gasoline and put some leaded additives just because you can't find leaded gasoline anywhere.
And that's the only thing it's going to run. Is that true?
That's true.
How do you get leaded additives?
I don't know. I guess you go down to the hardware store or the auto shop. I don't know. Justin takes care of that.
I'm not so sure you're supposed to be saying this on the air because isn't there a law against leaded gas?
Oops.
Okay. Yeah, so you're going to be with Justin, and what are you guys going to be doing? I'm up to no good, I can see.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I scoped the passenger side of the KNRC truck, so I'll be riding along, waving to the crowd. I don't know. I guess we're going to have a whole crew of interns, you know, handing out T-shirts and the mugs and, just...
Every kind of tchotchke in the world has KNRC on it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, here's the thing. People listen to the show. They listen to Enid Live.
Mm-hmm.
And they turn it on, and they know I'm going to be on the air noon to 3, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that typically, very often, not every day, we only do it if we think it's going to be worth our time and our listeners' time.
Mm-hmm.
We often have a guest in the 2 o'clock hour. Sometimes we even start out with a guest. It depends on what the breaking news stories are of the day and all of that stuff. And people just have come to expect. But they have no idea of the work that goes into it. Give people an idea of what it takes to book guests.
Well,
for example, who was somebody you had to be really persistent with lately? I forgot.
Robert Rubin. Richard Florida took a while to book.
Robert Rubin, former Treasury Secretary under the Clinton administration.
Uh-huh,
Richard Florida.
Florida
has written about the creative class, and he's a great favorite of John Hickenlooper.
We had Paul Krugman on in December, and it took a little persuading to get him on the air.
Now, what do you mean persuading? You have to keep calling and calling
and calling. Tell them, first of all, it's a schedule thing. A lot of the guests we have are on the East Coast, and so it's 4 o'clock their time, 2 o'clock our time, so it's just a matter of, our schedules to coincide.
And they're very much in demand.
And they're in demand, and, we're not the only people calling them, so you have to kind of wrestle them down for
and stomp them hard with the Nobel laureate. And they call it Peace Jam, but we're not going there.
So, it's a lot of persistence, begging, pleading, bribing, whatever it takes to get them on the show. And hopefully they come on the show and be a good guest, and the listeners will find them fascinating.
Well, there is a happy trio of us today, and there's more to come. One more hour of Enid Live. Darren Gabbard is here keeping us going, and Joe Anderson is here. John Enslin is here. Lots of people are here for lunch. I think we're good with their lunch business. A lot of people are using this place for events. You don't have to be a member to do it. You can book a bar mitzvah, a wedding. I'll book the wedding here, but they provide the room but not the groom. So I guess I'm going to have to wait on that. One more hour of Enid live from the Denver Press Club, the fabulous Friday edition right here on...
KNRC 1150.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Sam Litzinger. A baby girl has become the 199th person to die because of yesterday's bombing attacks on railways in Madrid, Spain. NBC's Donna Friesen says millions of Spaniards are attending memorial services and anti-terrorism rallies.
The U.S. has September 11th. Now Spain has March the 11th. The country is holding national elections on Sunday. That will go ahead. But all campaigning has been suspended.
The radical group ETA denies involvement in these attacks, but Spanish officials say it's still the prime suspect. The Department of Homeland Security is telling transportation workers in the U.S. to be extra vigilant in the wake of the Madrid bombings. New York City is tightening security now. A judge in Statesville, North Carolina, doesn't want to hear the phrase, "So help me God," while he's on the bench. Judge James Honeycutt says the system shouldn't force non-believers to take oaths involving God. He's running into opposition on this. I'm Sam Litzinger, NBC News Radio.
Hurry into PetSmart during our Essentials Sale and take advantage of huge savings on must-have items, including pet food, treats, and cat litter. Stock up and save throughout the store during the PetSmart Essentials Sale on things like Eukanuba dog and cat food. Save $5 on 40-pound bags of Eukanuba dog food and $3 on 6.5-pound bags of Eukanuba cat food in assorted varieties. Hurry in and save big during our Essentials Sale. Going on now for a limited time, only at PetSmart. While supplies last, see store for details.
Don't
Don't miss the JCPenney Super Storewide Sale now through Monday. Take 50% off all pillows, accent rugs, and frames, 40% off all boys and girls screen tees, plus 25 to 50% off coordinates for her from Alfred Dunner, Sag Harbor, and more. And don't miss incredible buy one, get one for 50% off deals, like all regular price shoes for the whole family and a great selection of bras. Hurry in to the JCPenney Super Storewide Sale.
It's all inside.
JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 67 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Two Republican congressmen have bowed out of the race for Ben Nighthorse Campbell's seat in the U.S. Senate. 6th District Congressman Tom Tancredo and 3rd District Congressman Scott McInnes both announced this morning that they wouldn't be running. Ted Halaby, the chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, says while he wasn't surprised by McInnes' announcement, Tancredo's was the product of a difficult decision.
Representative Tancredo, I talked to him a couple days ago. I knew that he was about 50-50 in terms of doing it, and so his arriving at this decision isn't a big surprise, but I knew he had seriously considered it.
Halaby says that former Representative Bob Schaefer and Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton are front and center and would both be excellent candidates. The Colorado State Patrol will be on the lookout for drivers who've had too much to drink this weekend. With St. Patrick's Day this coming Wednesday, the State Patrol expects a lot of people will be celebrating early. Master Trooper Ron Watkins of the Colorado State Patrol says part of this weekend's campaign involves officers waiting for the drunk drivers to come to them.
There'll be some DUI checkpoints, there'll be numerous saturation patrols, and if you drink and drive, your chances of getting caught are going to be pretty good.
There'll be about 50 DUI checkpoints set up around the state checking for drivers who've had too much to drink. Two obsolete roadways are scheduled to go out with a bang. On March 27th, that's a Saturday, T-Rex plans implosions of the bridge connecting I-25 to I-225 and some old lanes of I-25 at 225, also a bridge. Spokeswoman Karen Morales says all the noise should last only a few minutes.
What we'll do is actually stop down traffic approximately 10 minutes before we do the physical implosion, and we should be able to resume traffic as soon as the dust clears.
The implosion, she says, are scheduled to begin at 7 a.m. Again, that's on Saturday, March 27th. Officials from three Colorado counties have agreed to warn citizens about the West Nile virus earlier. Weld County Health Director Mark Wallace says many people didn't take proper precautions against the virus because its symptoms were compared to the flu. Weld, Larimer, and Boulder counties were hit hardest last year by West Nile, with almost half of Colorado's 2,940 cases. The virus killed 55 Coloradans. That's the highest death count in the nation. In sports, Colorado Avalanche skating into Phoenix tonight to play the Coyotes. The Coyotes beat the Avs when they last met in November. Denver Nuggets take on the Bucks tonight in Milwaukee. They last played each other in November, with the Nuggets coming away with a win then. Colorado driving conditions are torture on your car. Remember, it takes just minutes to save a car at Jiffy Lube, and you never need an appointment. Jiffy Lube, every 3,000 miles, lube it or lose it. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 2:05.
Across the Front Range and the Rocky Mountains, more and more of you are choosing AM 1150 KNRC as Denver's premier talk station.
When news happens, you guys are on top of it.
I listen in my car. I listen at work.
Denver's premier talk station.
You're my new best friend.
Just keep up the great work.
Hear both sides daily.
Both sides.
On AM 1150 KNRC.
Velcaro Paint and Decorating hopes you'll forgive us for bragging a little. We've won an award. And because the environment is really important to us, we're pretty proud of it. Velcaro, a Benjamin Moore dealer, was recently named a recipient of the Environmental Achievement Award by the state of Colorado. What's our achievement? It's the Wet Paint Color Swatch program, which Velcaro pioneered nationally. As you know, choosing the right paint color is usually by trial and error. In the past, consumers had to buy an entire quart to get a sample. Wrong colors often get tossed out and eventually make their way into the environment. But Velcaro offers 1.5-ounce paint swatches, enough to cover 4 square feet, and more than enough to make the right decision. They're inexpensive and come in more than 6,000 colors, including our entire Benjamin Moore line. Wet paint color swatches. Good for you, good for the environment. From Velcaro Paint and Decorating, a Benjamin Moore quality paint dealer. 5475 Leedsdale Drive, just one block west of Holly. Online at Velcaro.com.
KNRC News Time is 2:06. Time to check the roads with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report brought to you by Quest. And northbound Santa Fe or right before C-470, an accident. That's going to be right at Blakeland. Also, southbound I-25 just north of Highway 7. Really messy up there for some reason. I don't know why. We had an earlier wreck we got out of the way. Now we got another one. I-25 southbound right at Highway 34 up in the Loveland area. Watch for an accident. For choice and flexibility, get Quest Choice home, phone, and long distance. More features and 5 cents a minute long distance make Quest the choice for Colorado. 888-273-9221 or Quest.com. Restrictions apply. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear Michael Reagan beginning at 6 right after Doug Kellett on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Sunshine through the remainder of the afternoon and mild temperatures with a high right around 66. Expect a nice night tonight as well, mainly clear, with a low near 40. It is going to cloud up tomorrow, turn windy, with highs in the mid-50s, low 50s on Sunday. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Under mostly sunny skies, it's 67 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
Minutes after 2 o'clock, you are just listening to a bagpiper, Ben Holmes, who is joining us in this segment. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. The theme of this month's show is St. Patrick's Day. The parade is tomorrow. St. Patrick's Day is on Wednesday. And you got to have a bagpiper, even though it's not exactly Irish. It's Scottish, isn't it?
Oh, it's actually both. They're very, very close to one another, so there's a lot of commerce between the two, and both actually play bagpipes.
How did you become, Ben Holmes, how did you become a bagpiper of all things? What made you interested in it?
Well, actually, I wanted to play when I was 6, and it took me until I was 16 to find an instructor. But
In Denver?
I did actually learn back in Michigan, and I've been
in Scotland. Where in Michigan?
I was born up in Detroit, uh-huh. Our Detroit area,
uh-huh.
And my grandfather was a piper, but he unfortunately died before I could start, but I inherited his bagpipe.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
And bagpipes were originally made of sheep's intestines, weren't they? Or some kind of
thank God they learned how to sew. Otherwise, we'd be carrying them around.
They get a little grisly after a while.
Oh, yeah. As I say, thank God they learned to sew, because it's a strange thing thinking about carrying around sheep's bladders and all that.
How old is a bagpipe?
Well,
when did they figure out how to take a sheep's bladder and make music out of it?
Well, they've been doing it for so long, nobody will actually stand up and take credit for it. But I can't even imagine walking around and seeing, you know, a bunch of wood and some dead sheep and saying, oh, I could make a musical instrument out of that.
Yeah, I could get a band out of that thing.
Absolutely.
So, you know, when the queen gets on the, when she goes into and out of places sometimes, they pipe her in and pipe her out, and they do it with a bagpipe.
Oh, absolutely.
And they pipe her on board her when she had the yacht. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I thought you would pipe us in.
Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful thing to do. Although I do have to say it is the safest musical instrument ever created.
Why?
Well, it's the only one that has a driver's side airbag.
What, besides tremendous breath, what do you have to have to play a... I mean, what does it take to play a bagpipe?
Well,
And what do you have under your kilt?
Well, you see, everybody asks, you know, what's under the kilt? You know, I think it'd be obvious it's shoes and socks.
Of course, why didn't I think of that? Actually, he's wearing denim jeans, but he would be wearing a kilt or a quilt if he were at an event, and you can engage him to play at your event.
Right. I have.
How do we find you?
Well, our website is bagpipe.info, and I have the Centennial State Pipe Band. It's bagpipe.org.
What events have you played? Weddings, funerals?
Oh, weddings, funerals. I've been playing for 25 years, so I've seen just about everything. I've played for all of the presidents from Nixon on to George.
Where?
Oh, just different events.
When they come to town, or do you go? Or are you sent to Washington and other places?
No, I'm not sent to Washington, although I have played there before. I played for Jimmy Carter when he visited Arkansas, and also played for Bill Clinton there as well. And George Bush, I've played when they were getting Ronald Reagan elected and doing the little press things. So I've played quite a bit.
What, at press events and so on you'll play?
Press events. I've played for Gerald Ford. He lives up in Vail quite often. And
he likes us for breakfast? Bagpipes for breakfast?
Absolutely. It's a beautiful thing.
I think, I'm getting sent a kind of an echo in my ear, but I don't know why. Maybe bring it up a little bit. There we go. Oh, because we're live remote and all these things. You never know what's going to happen on live remote. Oh, you were telling us, and I interrupted you, which I sometimes do, and I apologize. You were telling me how you learned to play the bagpipes.
Right. Well, it takes actually a little while to learn how to play a bagpipe. First, you get a practice chanter. And the practice chanter is a quiet instrument that you learn the fingering on. After you have... say a couple months of practice there, that's when you get the big bagpipe and your neighbors get a little bit fear. But usually it takes about a year before you're playing in front of your friends.
You pipe the rats out of the corners or something.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the Pied Piper effect.
Does it work?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know,
who follows you around?
Well, every St. Patrick's Day.
Porn stars, baton twirlers, who else?
Yeah, every St. Patrick's Day, there's a huge parade that follows me.
Are you going to be in the parade tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You are? Are you leading the parade, at what point?
Well, we're in the parade. We're, I think, number 20 in the parade. We're the Centennial State Pipe Band.
How many of you in the band?
Well, we're the largest pipe band in Colorado. We have marched 40-some bagpipers, and I'm not sure how many we're having tomorrow. At least 30 bagpipers in one group. We can always use drummers.
So we're putting out the call for drummers?
Sure,
out?
Yeah. Give us a call at bagpipe.info, and we'll love to put you in a kilt and march you around.
What do you need? Is there music written for bagpipe?
Oh, yeah.
Quite
a few.
How many pipes are there in a bagpipe? Does it vary from instrument to instrument?
Actually,
kinds of bagpipes?
Right. They're all pretty much standard. There are two types of bagpipes. There's the Irish Uilleann pipe, and there's the Scottish Highland bagpipe. But the Irish do play the Highland bagpipe.
What's
as
the
well.
Difference between the two?
Well, basically the tone is different. You'll hear the Uilleann pipes played on like Braveheart or the Titanic theme. There was a fellow by the name of Eric Rigler that played that on the Uilleann pipes. The Highland pipes are the ones you can march with. The Uilleann ones you sit down and play those.
What's this one that you brought with?
This is the Highland bagpipe.
This is the Highland bagpipe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably the most robust of all of the bagpipes.
How many bagpipes do you have?
Me personally?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I probably have about 15 of them. Different makes, Uilleann pipes. I only brought the one today.
How much do they cost?
Anywhere from about $900 on up. And you can spend several thousand dollars on the nice ones. The really nice part, though, is after about $1,000, it's all decoration. They all sound pretty much the same.
So it's this color or that color, this material or that material?
Exactly. Sometimes they'll put silver or real ivory or walrus or something like that, but they're all traditionally in the same key, all the Highland bagpipes at least, and they're meant to be played together.
How old are bagpipes, do you think?
You know, they really don't know. There's a Roman coin with Nero playing a bagpipe, so it's sort of unclear when they started. There's carvings going centuries back with bagpipes of some sort or another.
You know, I'm thinking about how they discovered bagpipes. You know, they're looking at these dead animals, and somebody jumped on one of them, and it emitted a funny sound. And then they thought, oh, I bet we could... Never mind. It was just a theory. But there is no real idea, no history. We don't know how it evolved.
Yeah, it's so very old that, you know, it goes back literally thousands of years.
If you're just tuning in, my guest is Ben Holmes. He's a bagpiper. He's going to be in the... he's played for every president since Nixon, and he's going to be in the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Do you do this full-time, or do you do something
else? I am. I'm a full-time bagpipe teacher.
You are?
Oh, yes.
So you give classes in Denver?
Sure.
You have a lot of students? Is there a big demand for bagpipe lessons?
Oh, yeah. In fact, there are 300 or 400 bagpipers in Colorado. I teach 42 of them every week. And that's really my full schedule. I can't take any more.
At the moment.
Right. Well, I will always accept students. We just have to schedule them.
In some large cities, they have the police or the fire department. I think the police department, they would have bagpipers. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they have them on staff or they just call them in. I know they have them for funerals.
Well, yes. There are actually quite a few policemen in the area that play, and I've taught quite a few of those.
Why policemen? Why are they attracted to it?
Well, it goes back, the policemen and firemen for quite some time have had a joining with the bagpipe simply because it was traditional for the Irish and Scots to have bagpipes at their ceremonies. And
many Irish police.
Right. Well, back in the early 1800s, there were quite an influx of Scots and Irish to America, and the jobs that they could get were the more dangerous jobs. They were coal miners, they were policemen, they were firemen, the things that were more dangerous. People didn't want to do those jobs as readily, so the Scots and the Irish said, well, we'll do that. And since it was part of the Scottish and Irish heritage to have bagpipes at their event, it sort of carried over to firemen and policemen.
You know what's remarkable? Did you ever think growing up, I want to be a bagpiper and then be able to do it and make a living at it?
Well, it's really just about all I've done since I got out of college.
What did you study in college?
Well, I studied historical preservation and
but not
history.
Music.
No, actually, I didn't study music at all. I did take a scholarship to college for bagpipes, but not. They didn't make me study it. It was just a sideline.
Are there bagpipe CDs where it's all bagpipe music?
Oh, absolutely.
Probably.
There's 100.
Huh?
I have.
Joe's nodding. Everyone's nodding.
I have.
Like, where have you been, Enid?
Yeah. I have 2 CDs out myself, and I'm with another band as well. It's a rock band called the Rocknest Monsters. And
a rock band using a bagpipe?
Does
it work? It works.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're very, very sought after. The website for that's rocknestmonsters.com.
So if we want to engage you for a wedding, a funeral, a birthday party, an anniversary party, any event, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, you know, coming out party, any kind of an event.
Absolutely, yeah.
How do we find you, Ben Holmes?
Well, probably bagpipe.info is the best way to do that, or you can send it to bagpipe.org.
Bagpipe.org.
Yes.
So here you are, a man who's living his passion and his gift.
Absolutely.
Isn't
love
that amazing?
It.
And how long after college did it take you to figure out that bagpipes were going to be your life?
Well, actually, I taught lessons in college just to supplement my income. And when I got out, I thought, well, that was a lot more fun than anything else I could imagine. So I just kept with it.
And here in Denver? The whole time, actually, or did you come here? How long have you been here?
I've been here 18 years.
And where did you go to college?
I was in college in Arkansas and in Florida.
Well, we're delighted that you're here.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
Can you pipe us out a little bit? Or
Absolutely.
Do you have to get... Now, see, do it right now. He has to kind of warm it up. It's what are you doing that makes that funny urgy sound? You can't just start playing, can you?
Well, it takes a little bit, just a little bit to start it.
All right, let's hear you start it. Get over by a microphone over here. And because I heard you just standing there, and it was a very... Wonderful. Thank you so much, Ben Holmes, for joining us today. Bagpiper, I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club.
We've got our own Reagan Revolution every weeknight at 6 p.m. Hear Michael Reagan exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC.
McDonald Automotive Group has nearly 4 million in pre-owned imports starting from $39.95. Your pre-owned import store, McDonald Auto, is located on Broadway, one block south of Orchard in Littleton.
I'm David Collins, owner of Scout Productions, the small business behind Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. You know, our talent search for the Fab Five was no simple task, but at least financing it was. We actually covered our travel expenses using the membership rewards points we had earned on our American Express business cards.
With Open the Small Business Network, you can make big things happen when you have an American Express business card. To apply, call 1-800-605-OPEN.
Enrollment in the membership rewards program required. Fees and terms may vary. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Tonight on USA Network, from executive producers Bruce Willis, Arnold Rifkin, and the Hughes Brothers, a new original series, Touching Evil. For Detective David Cregan, being dead was easy. Coming back was the tough part.
I was clinically insane for a while there, but I'm all right now.
Now he'll do things no detective in his right mind would ever dare.
I'm going to get inside your head, and I'm going to stay there until you tell me where those boys are.
Touching Evil premieres tonight at 9, 8 Central on USA Network.
Prestige Lending Group in Arvada asks, are you in good shape? In just 30 minutes, you can donate blood for someone in bad shape. Please donate blood today. This important message is a courtesy of Prestige Lending Group, where Denise and the staff have been providing the area with quality service and integrity. They specialize in conventional, FHA, VA, and jumbo home equity loans for purchases and refinancing. For information, call 303-420-0506. For Prestige Lending Group in Arvada, a name you can trust.
Management at AM 1150 KNRC have been listening to the Doug Kellett Show played backwards, looking for hidden subliminal messages. Here's what they found.
John Kerry would make a great president.
Find out what he says for yourself weekdays at 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Steve North, CNBC Business Radio. A wild trading week ended today in positive territory. The Dow jumped 112 points, closing at 10,240. The Nasdaq was up about 2%, 41 points, finishing at 1985. Stocks still ended lower for the week, about 3.5% lower for both the Dow and the Nasdaq, after 4 days of heavy losses, due to what most analysts agree was a full-fledged market correction. Did former New York Stock Exchange Chairman Dick Grasso urge specialists to buy additional shares of a stock in an attempt to boost its price? That's the influence trading allegation being probed now by the SEC, which is reportedly issuing subpoenas to Grasso and others. The FCC has proposed a nearly $250,000 fine against the nation's largest radio chain, Clear Channel Communications. It's the latest salvo in the war against indecency on the airwaves, and the target this time was the Elliot in the Morning show, which interviewed a porn star. Steve North, CNBC Business Radio.
Hi there.
It's the Lincoln Mercury Think Big National Sales Event, with just announced savings on every Lincoln and Mercury in stock. From the brand-new limited-edition Lincoln Town Car to the award-winning Mercury Grand Marquis. And there's no better time to save big on all our luxury SUVs, including the powerful Navigator, midsize Aviator, and the award-winning Mountaineer. The Think Big sales event. It ends soon, so think big and fast. See your Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
With all of our busy lifestyles, eating a balanced, healthy diet can be difficult. Multivitamins and dietary supplements can help with essential vitamins and minerals that you may be missing. Walgreens has a large selection of vitamins, supplements, beverages, and energy bars, all from brands you trust, all priced right. So join Walgreens in celebrating National Nutrition Month during March by keeping yourself and your family healthy. Walgreens, the pharmacy America trusts.
Hear one of Denver's most entertaining personalities, Doug Kellett, weekdays at 3.
It's here at last.
He's daring.
He's dashing.
He's dangerous.
He's beautiful.
He's Doug Kellett.
Doug Kellett, hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC.
Wow.
And now the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
2:25 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 3 o'clock. We're coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. We do these shows once a month from the Denver Press Club, and we always have a theme. And the theme this month is St. Patrick's Day, because tomorrow is the parade, and, of course, Wednesday is St. Patrick's Day. And how can you celebrate St. Patrick's Day without having a barkeep, and a legendary one at that? We're welcoming John Nallen, owner of Nallen's Pub in Lodo. It's on 14th and Market Street. John, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you for having me.
How long have you been in this country, and why? In Denver?
Well, I've been in this country going on 30 years.
30 years, and you're wearing cowboy boots.
And I'm wearing cowboy boots.
You must be an Irish cowboy.
The Irish cowboy, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you are. Why a barkeep? Why have a bar?
Well, I lived in New York for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend was in the oil business out here, and he kept saying, you know, you haven't lived unless you come to Colorado. And I came out skiing one winter and for 3 weeks. And kept coming back every year, and then all of a sudden moved here, and love it ever since.
Were you? Did you own a bar in New York?
No,
did you do something else entirely?
I was in something else.
What were you doing?
I was had some real estate and had a small little company, mostly you know, rentals and stuff like that. So.
Why the bar business?
I think it's in every Irishman's butt.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Are you just saying that?
That's
you're
no, seriously.
You, in Ireland, you'd be called a publican.
Yeah, publican, that's right. I think what happens, you know, since you were a kid, you know, the
and
you
if
know,
you vote,
you'd
be called a Republican.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. You know, it's when you have family or friends coming into town, you know, you might have one drink at home and you take them down to the local pub. So everybody pretty much hangs out in the local pub. So that's, you know, that's where we all make our conversation, and everybody knows what everybody else is doing, and sometimes too much, you know. But it's.
Where did you get started in Denver?
I got.
Where did you get started?
First, 16th and California.
Uh-huh.
I had Nallen's Irish Pub there for 3 years. And then we moved to Lodo, and I've been in Lodo over 9 years.
So. 9 years.
9 years.
As a pub owner, what do you do there? I mean, you're not mixing drinks. You're doing a behind the scenes. Are you at the door? Are you greeting people? Are you schmoozing? What are you doing?
I schmooze a lot. Shake hands.
It's a very fine old Irish term.
Shake hands and kiss a lot. So it's fun. It's fun. I don't think my wife is listening right now. She's working. So.
Is it a party every night, or is it hard? It's
pretty
hard
much.
Work. It's hard work, though, isn't it?
I mean, I'm there 6 nights a week, so you know. So get home pretty much around 3:30 every night. So,
what makes for a successful bar?
I think you know, being there, you know, knowing your customers, and
but how do you bring them in? Word of mouth is one way of doing it, certainly. But how do you create the word?
Pretty
of
much
mouth?
Don't advertise. I mean, other than word of mouth, you know, through locals, and we're kind of a local bar in a downtown location, basically. You know?
And who are your clientele? Are they the kids from the colleges that go crazy on the
weekends?
I'd
say we have from, you know, 21 to 70. I mean, we have a real mixture, which is great.
What time do you open? Are they coming in for...
We open 2 to 2 every day.
Boilermakers?
Well, you know, the
alcoholics. The elderly alcoholics in there for Boilermakers,
you know,
for breakfast.
The odd pint of Guinness here and there. And, you know, we are a large seller of Guinness, and that's our main standard.
But you're near you're near Coors Field.
Well, we're down the street. We're on 14th. So, you know, the Pepsi Center has been really good to us. You know, the Az and the Nuggets and all the other events that happens there.
So they come to you. When you were celebrating St. Patrick's Day, what have you got special planned since you position yourself as an Irish boy?
Well, we used to, back in the day up until last year, we did a outdoor event. And before that, we used to be at the old Blake Street Baseball Club. Now it's called Bash. And so we had a big event, and this is only the second year that we were having it at the pub. So,
what is the event going to be?
Well, you know, the same, you know, step dancers, Irish step dancers, bagpipers, and some live music, and corned beef and cabbage, and Irish stew, and all the little things, you know, to have
is
fun.
Is it all free, or is there a charge for it when you walk in? Do you have a cover charge?
No, on Wednesday night, we'll have a cover charge, $5, but up until that, we won't. And corned beef, you know, is $7.95, and the stew is $6.95. So.
Do you always serve, food in the pub typically, just a drink?
But just
for St. Patrick's
right,
Day.
Right, exactly.
I would think that being a pub owner, you could make, and being an Irish pub owner, you could do it more eloquently than the ordinary pub owner. You could make a lot of observations about human nature, because you've probably seen it all there. What can you tell us, those of us who are among the naive and unenlightened?
Well, you see, the Irish, one of the great points about being Irish is, you know, we make fun of ourselves. So, you know, we enjoy people's company and you know, being in the pub business for the last 12 years, I mean, it's amazing. You know, the people that you come in to see you, and some people from out of town, you know, some even Hollywood people, whatever, you know, it's every night, it's like you're on stage every night. Every night's a different night, you know.
But what do you notice? I mean, are you... You're going to have a whole cross section of people coming into the bar.
Absolutely.
And you're going to have people who are in their cups. You're going to have people who are riding high. You're going to have people who are alcoholic. You're going to have people who come in for a pop here and there and then go on home. You're going to have a lot, and you're going to see a lot of stuff go down. And as a great observer, I would think that a successful bar owner, a successful barkeep, has got a really good way with people. And that gets translated into the environment, and it gets translated into the bar. And to have a good sense, a good touch with people, you've got to have a good sense about them. So you've got to be a really good observer of human nature. What can you tell us that you can say in mixed company on the radio?
Well, you know,
having observed people, is your clientele mostly men?
No, I'd say it's about 50-50. As I said, you know, all ages, really, and that's what's great about our place. I mean, the young people will feel as comfortable as somebody, you know, that's older.
Are people going into bars like they always did? I would think that there's been a sort of change in the culture.
Well,
maybe not.
I know, I don't think so. I think there's more bars than ever now. That's, you know, there's so many Irish bars in Denver right now that, you know, that it's changing so fast. But, you know, there's only so many Irish people.